Andrew, it's time for the traditional presenting of the cookies. Please. What do we have here? I went on a
Oh,
trip.
I thought you were singing a song. What do we have? I don't know what song. It's like.
Well, I'm the kind of guy. We have ourselves a cornflake chocolate chip marshmallow cookie.
That's a good cookie.
We have ourselves a confetti cookie because it's your birthday.
Also a good cookie.
We have ourselves a blueberry and cream cookie.
Also a very good cookie.
And of course,
Uh-oh.
corn.
Well, that one's an all right cookie. And you got these from the milk bar in West Georgia and
Yeah, I got
Robson?
like the very
Or
accessible
Greenville?
one in downtown Vancouver that I
Nice.
definitely don't have to take an international flight to.
Well, I appreciate the milk bar cookies and they will be gone by tonight.
I hope so. I hope gone by the end of
That will
the
be my dinner.
podcast.
Milk bar cookies will be my dinner.
I considered getting you four
Cakes.
chocolate birthday cake ones.
Oh, because I said they were the worst
Because you
ones.
said if I had to pick a worst, it would be those. And it would have been one of my classic pranks.
It's a good prank.
I thought so.
Just like when I didn't take your energy drink or no, when I said I didn't buy a second
I
energy
hated
drink.
that
Yeah.
prank.
You didn't buy an energy drink, Scott. What are you talking about? No, I'm pretty sure I did. I don't know where it is. And then kept it.
And you have to,
I did.
yeah. That's the meanest thing you've ever done.
Yeah, that's
In a
pretty.
long line of mean
That's
things.
pretty true.
Oh, and there was that year you had me convinced my parents were dead. That was also mean.
That is true.
That's pretty mean too. So what's going on? What happened while I was away? I guess WrestleMania happened on the weekend, and
Yes, it sure did.
we were right on the predictions. Maybe we'll get to those next week because when you record on Thursday and put the episode up Monday, you don't know what happened on the interim Saturday
Can
and
you believe
Sunday.
Cody Rhodes lost again?
Can you believe Cody Rhodes took his penis out
And
and still lost?
still lost.
The first penis on pay-per-view. Well, I guess that kind of pay-per-view. There's probably been other
There's
pay-per-views.
pay-per-views of penises, for
Yeah.
sure. The one where Tyrus's balls came out.
I was thinking like non-wrestling. I guess there aren't
Oh,
porn pornography
adult
pay-per-views.
entertainment.
I guess not in the same I guess not in the same way that in that they're a live event.
I wouldn't know because Pornhub has been banned in Texas and I've moved to the Lone Star State.
Texas first.
Because I'm either a steer or a queer.
Yeah.
Not gonna tell you which one.
I heard you've been steering yourself into some queers.
No, I'm non-penetrative bottom.
I've heard you've been steering queers away
Way
from
from you. Yeah.
you.
Now that just sounds like hateful.
Yeah, they
I'm gonna have to reevaluate my position.
your steer as he is giving me the elbow and winks.
It's time for a position change. I'm a fully penetrative top now.
Oh, really gone the other direction. I like
Yeah.
it. I'm not against it. I support you in your journey.
Whoa, what's an otter? It's a subsection of bear, whereas a bear generates all of its force from pure mass alone. An otter is more sleek and smooth. Well, I don't know what I would be, but I'd
I'd
definitely
definitely be
be
a
a top.
top. Except we wouldn't.
We're not. Anyways, this is going to be a delicious cookie-filled dinner for me.
The combination of the plastic wrap and the cookie munching will no doubt delight the audiophiles of among our listeners and
That, you know.
perhaps the
Oh, I was gonna say
pedophiles.
that's the correct type of file to be.
Let's rank the files. Oh, is that where rank and file comes from?
Oh,
Interesting.
yeah. Rank and file is just about ranking types of
Yeah,
files.
audio,
Audio.
cine,
Yeah.
pedo.
Pedo.
Pedo. P
P.
I, do you like the PAEDO? I think it's fancier, the British version.
I mean, that makes me think of like paleo. So it's like somebody who wants to have sex with dinosaurs.
If you could have sex with
paleophile.
If you could have sex with any dinosaur.
Only one.
Only one. Gotta be one.
Stegosaurus.
Okay.
I like them thick. Thick and dangerous.
They are real middle heavy.
They are middle heavy, yeah. They got junk in that trunk. And a big old spike club tail.
Yeah. Was it, now, I only have dinosaur knowledge from when I was an autistic dinosaur kid, and I'm mm-hmm. pretty sure, like, all the information from then is mm-hmm. wrong now. Like brontosauruses don't exist or something?
Yeah, they're like, a misclassed
yeah.
thing. Like, there's, Brachiosaurus was a thing, though.
Yeah.
Like,
but Apatosaurus?
Apatosaurus is one. There's
Allosaurus? No, that's, like, a mini T-Rex. That's not even real anymore. I've frustrated you. I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean to.
Allosauruses are another carnivore, yeah. a large carnivore, which...
A chomper.
Debatable in the science of how big they were.
Okay.
They might have been...
Between 4 feet and 150 feet.
Yes.
Yeah.
They might have been as big as T-Rexes.
Yeah. Or they might have been like 5'6".
Yes, yeah. They could have been man-sized. Japanese man-sized.
For the record, I don't consider 5'6 man-sized.
I said Japanese man-sized.
Oh, I missed that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Then a tall Japanese man.
A tall Japanese man.
Yeah.
Yep. And then there's other ones that are all in that family. But yeah, Brontosaurus is not actually a thing.
Bullshit.
Brachios are the ones that have that sort of like hump on their head.
Right.
That are in Jurassic Park, but...
The thing I was asking was, do we still think Stegosauri had a second brain in their tail? Was that a thing? Because like,
I'm sorry, what?
Because they have like a tiny head brain.
Yeah,
but like
because they're dummies.
Because they're dum-dums.
Yeah,
but they're so dumb that the tiny head brain like doesn't make it all the way neurological system wise to like the back of the animal. So there's like a secondary brain in the tail. That was some shit in the 2010s when I was growing up, and not the 1980s. But that has maybe also been debunked. I don't know. What do we got?
One early paleontologist believed that Stegosaurus had a second brain in its tail because the expert noticed a cavity like those where the brain would be in its rump. But this is a busted myth.
Busted!
The empty space likely held a mass of tissue that might have helped produce extra energy or was simply a fluid-filled gland.
I'm not a paleontologist.
Well, don't sell yourself short.
I'm a bit of a paleontologist.
Thank you.
I'm a Willem Dafoe type. I'm something of a paleontologist. I don't think I would jump to the conclusion... that if I saw sort of a pocket or whatever...
A hole.
In
yeah.
a dinosaur's... A cavity. A dinosaur's tail.
I think it said hindquarters, so I think it means...
Butt?
Like butt. A butt cavity.
It's even better. I still don't think I would leap to second brain, given that doesn't exist in any other animal in God's creation in history.
Which God?
Allah.
Thank you.
Doi.
Allah invented dinosaurs and told us women shouldn't drive. Or was that the prophet Muhammad?
Well, Muhammad lived with the dinosaurs.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Diplodocus.
Diplodocus.
That's the one with the massively long tail.
Yes. You being a tail size queen, of course.
Of course. I've got the biggest tails. That means I'm the hottest.
God damn it. I hate that I don't have a retort to that.
Mm-hmm. That's because you know it's true.
It might be true, and I'm mad about it.
Well, I'm mad about you.
I'm mad about Shu.
Tell me all. I actually don't remember the lyrics. I just remember the song.
I never really watched the show.
But I did. Yeah, I did.
Good for you.
Yep. It's a big Helen Hunt man. Not really, because she looks like a foot. But
more like Helen.
Bunt?
More
she's
like,
more about advancing the runner than she is about hitting contact.
More like Bonnie Hunt. got her. Mm-hmm. I always pronounced it Diplodocus in my childhood when I spoke of dinosaurs. Now I dare never speak of them, lest I become autistic again.
Well, you've moved on from dinosaurs to planes and trains. Yeah. Not automobiles. Not
automobiles. That's
a different kind.
That's the dark path you mustn't go down.
The Cody Redfern autism. Shout out to Cody.
I've also heard it pronounced Diplodocus, and I don't know if I like it.
I think
it.
It's both.
I guess it's both.
Diplodocus sounds very British to me.
It does.
And Diplodocus sounds like Americanized.
Garage, schedule.
Yeah. Roof.
Privacy.
Oh, that's American.
It's parts of American, but I cannot pin down what dialects do that and what dialects
Chesterfield.
Don't. Chesterfield.
That's a two-seat couch.
Yeah.
But it's also a love seat.
Yeah.
Although you can't make love on it. It's too small.
I was going to say, I'd rather make love on a bigger couch.
Yeah. I'd rather make love on the floor.
Sure.
Than a Chesterfield.
It toughens the vertebrae.
Yeah. Smooths out your spine so you don't got lumps in it anymore. You're a smooth spine. Oh,
I can't wait to smooth out my spine.
Yeah, it's nice. You never get those little lumps in your back. You can lean up against smooth objects.
Itch your back on a door frame a bear.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. Who needs vertebrae?
Any bears lately?
No, I haven't seen the bear since that time we saw the bear.
That was a good time.
And you got a scared of it.
I mean, I had...
It was looking at us.
It was... Yeah, I...
And you were holding a bag full of
would
wings.
Would have been less trepidatious if I didn't have armfuls of food and was making direct eye contact with it. I might have stuck around for...
And it was like three houses away from us.
Yeah, like it could have made it over in 8 seconds.
Yeah. And then you would have had to choose between you getting eaten or sacrificing the wings.
I wouldn't have sacrificed the wings.
Thank you.
No.
I would have eaten them over your dead corpse.
With the bear.
With the bear.
You would have aligned with the bear.
Bears before bros.
That's what they say.
That's what they say.
That's why your bros should be bears. Then you never need to choose.
That is true. Why are you a bear?
I'm an otter.
Oh, smooth.
I'm Scott. That's Drew.
What a dumb episode.
It's
so
12
far.
Minutes.
This is a stupid ass episode.
These are fun. I like these.
Well, it's nice when we don't have to panic about getting through like a ton of stuff.
It's not like we have two large requests to do.
Yeah, but we're not going to spend over an hour total on them.
We're not.
So that's why it's fun to just talk about dinosaurs and why Scott's an otter, not a bear. And
it is fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a... How was your trip to beautiful Los Vegas?
Los Vegas was good.
Nevada.
Flawless pronunciation across the board. Yeah, it was really fun. The convention itself was whatever. not
conventions are conventions.
Conventions are conventions, and like there's not a lot of stuff at...
If you're not selling product
or your body,
or you're not there to have copious amounts of drug fueled sex.
Yep.
Then it's not for you.
Yeah, there's not like that much.
Unless it's the one time of the year you get out of the house. Then I guess it's for you. That's your one social interaction of the year is going to a Furcon.
Yeah, if that's your one touch grass of the year, then great. More power to
you. More power to you. That's the one time of the year you feel comfortable getting out of your gaming chair and not
that is
making,
molded to your body.
And not making eye contact with other people that you're in a room with.
Yeah.
Then good for you.
Yeah, it's...
That's a fun game. It is meeting the game. Most autistic people you can find and just staring them in the face.
Just as the ultimate power move.
Just like dead eye contact, like staring through their soul.
Yeah.
So that they can feel it.
Defeating them.
Yeah, that's pretty fun. Because like, I'm not really afraid to look people in the face, but... I mean, I do get that it's uncomfortable for people,
sure.
But like, I'm not afraid to do it, but I think it's very funny to do it to people that it's like, it's
that
like
they
painful
don't, that they
for
don't
them.
Do well. With
yeah.
It.
That's really funny.
That is really funny. I too like bullying the disabled.
Do we know anybody who's like soup? I don't know if we know anybody that's like
eye contacting.
Yeah. I feel like Adam can be sometimes
kind of, but
sometimes.
Yeah. Not as I wouldn't say especially.
No.
Yeah,
I guess we don't really know anybody that's
no one
like
real,
super
real good
awkward
for that.
About.
Yeah.
I mean, there is one dumb dog we know that when we hang out, we don't see his eyes, but that's for a different reason.
Because we never look at him.
Because we never look at him. And also because he's not looking at what we're looking at.
Correct.
men. But yeah, that is a really fun game. I very much like just staring directly just, through the soul of autistic just people,
taking them down visually.
I don't know. How do I? And then they just explode.
It is like having a superpower.
It really is. It really is.
Yeah, cons are weird for me because in theory, I'm the same thing as everyone else there, but I don't feel like
it. If there was a percentage, I think you're under 10% of the same person.
I think I'd be happy if it was 10%. I think it's vastly lower than that.
I mean, you Tails.
Tails.
Art.
Oh, like I thought you meant like 10% of the people are my kind of people, but you're saying
you're I share 10% of the like, stuff
yeah. with the people yeah. in general. That's probably about right.
People that are there that are similar to you is I'm going to say 1% or lower.
Yeah, that's I agree.
Because
the bulk of the people there are the
be as mean as you want.
I
feel like you should just be as mean as you
I
can
don't
be.
I don't think
no they deserve it. They can handle it.
No,
they can handle it.
They do. Oh. That's not what I'm having the issue with. My issue is with finding the words.
Oh, okay.
They
okay.
should have sent a poet to say to grasp the enormity of what big losers they are. They're the most socially backward, just embarrassing. You feel embarrassed just when you look at them.
Sometimes.
You don't have to be in conversation. They don't have to be doing anything. You just see them and feel bad.
Like, obviously you and Isaac are in the same universe, the same multiverse as all these people, right? Like,
yeah.
Obviously we wear tails and have art drawn of us. And yeah. like, that is the part that we are involved in.
Yes.
But like, when you go to, now I don't want to like, I'm not trying to single out one person, but I've been to exactly one con.
Yeah.
And I will, by the end of my life, hopefully have been to exactly one,
one con
because it is not for me.
Yeah.
But The one of the things that really stood out to me greatly at the one con went to, which was the one that you went to this year, but we went last year,
yeah,
was the well into his 50s or maybe 60s guy who had multiple suits that he yeah. changed into over the course of the con.
Yeah.
Like wearing a different one for like half of every day.
Yep.
And it's like, yeah, I'm not that guy.
I'm not that guy.
I'm not.
No.
And like, so the thing is that if you are 10% similar
yeah.
to everyone there,
the little slice of the Venn
the
diagram,
the 90% that you are not
yeah.
is what almost 100% of what everybody the other ones else are. Is.
Yes.
So that's why there's such a like a
yeah.
small little sliver.
Yeah. So yeah, so it's half the yeah the biggest saddest losers you could imagine,
yeah, yeah.
and then half like over the top sexual degenerates.
Yeah, yeah.
neither of which is really my speed.
No, not at all. And the 1% maybe that you overlap with are. They're a little bit further into the fandom side of it than you are.
Yeah.
Because like almost, well, not all, most of our friends
yeah.
have suits.
Yeah.
All of them?
Just about. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, you don't have one because we're waiting for the surgery, exactly. which is more important than a suit. Although you get sued over surgery and that's even better.
it is even better.
Right. So like, they're a little bit more in.
Yeah.
And then some of them, well, I guess not really our direct friends. They don't really pay for commissioned art.
Some do.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. So like, yeah, like
actually all do.
Even Adam?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, why doesn't he just get free art made of him like us?
Because
people like us more. Because we are relatable. Because we're adorable.
He has publicly mentioned...
Because we're not horses.
Before that, he does not understand how I get so much more art than him.
Adam, it's...
Even though he has 1.12 million subscribers to my 3,500.
It's because we're charming.
It's because we're cute.
And adorable. Yeah. And not horses.
Yes.
That's the main... I can't 100%. Emphasize how much
I can't
not being a horse plays a role in getting the free art.
Absolutely.
But I think also, too, is probably just that we deserve it.
We deserve it.
We deserve it more than him.
I agree.
Yeah.
I
we deserve everything we get, and he deserves everything he doesn't get. That's how it works.
That's correct.
It really makes it seem like I've got a hit piece out on Adam or something, but like I don't. But yeah, it's so I hopefully I'm one and done because it was very much not for me.
Yeah. And yeah, I can't say I did much at the con. Like I went to go to Vegas, not to go to the con. But
you went to get me Milk Bar cookies.
That is
the sole purpose.
I pretty much went to get you cookies. Yeah, so it's just funny because there's all the people there are largely not my kind of people. Mm-hmm. So
including your friends.
Well, that's the thing. Like I largely end up just hanging out with my friends that are there.
Yeah.
Which great. I like hanging out with my friends, but like also they're all gay guys.
Yeah.
So, like, there's even a disconnect there with the friends.
That's probably why it was so nice to have me and not Kelly there last year.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
So it's funny. It's lonely out there for a Scot.
Yeah. But I feel like hanging out with San is different.
Yeah.
Than hanging. I mean, even though he's sometimes a little neurotic, because like. I don't know. He doesn't seem like he's very like a flashy gay man. Whereas I feel like the rest of them are kind of like catty, kind of like, you know.
Well, LW too.
A little bit.
LW is like a reverse John Mulaney experiment where like God made a straight guy and then just like accidentally at the end made him gay.
Oops.
Because like LW is just a straight up like heterosexual bully and accidentally fucks dudes.
Yeah, that is true.
So, you're going to have a very interesting life.
And he does.
And he does.
He has a very interesting life.
San wasn't always gay. San into...
Coward.
Into high school? Past high school?
Coward.
Yeah, I think in late teens, early 20s, he was a girl fucker.
Coward.
Can you believe it?
What a coward.
Disgusting.
Yeah, I hate him. He's the worst.
I hate him. Oh, I hate him.
Oh, I hate him. He's the worst. Not a gold star.
No.
No, definitely not a platinum.
No.
What's the opposite?
Platinum is cesarean?
Yeah.
Gold star is just no regular pussy.
Yes. Only your mom's pussy.
Gold star's only your mom's pussy. Platinum's not even your mom's pussy. How do I write that down?
I don't know.
Because I want to write it down. Damn.
But it's funny if you really think about it that a gold star is only ever touching your mom's vagina.
It's pretty funny. That's my kind of gay guy.
That's my kind
only
of gay
touched only his mom's vagina. Pussy.
That's so stupid. Anyway, you did have a nice time.
I had a great time.
Lots of food.
Trip was super fun. Lots of food related stuff.
Yeah, when you were telling me, I was like, did you eat like six meals a day?
One or two. Made them count.
I know, but it felt like you were like, oh, and we had these delicious things.
Yeah.
I was like, did you just walk from place to place and eat all day?
Definitely. I feel like I walked off a lot of the food because I'm doing like 20,000 plus steps a day.
Did you get an $80 steak?
Didn't do an actual steakhouse. That's sort of the role that best friend filled on this trip for the one higher end meal.
But it's fine because we get the best steak place ever in Vancouver.
The best Brazilian
steak place. Brazilian steak place in Vancouver sometime soon in the summer.
Fogo de Chao coming to Vancouver.
For 3 months and then it'll close down.
Probably. So, yeah, we should go.
No, I think it'll do well.
I don't know why it would.
I think it's the kind of place that would do well here. Milk Bar, I understand why it failed, because it was in a place that was going out of business.
I'm still mad at that, though. I'm like, you're not...
Everything's here. You have all the parts.
Yeah.
Just rent out another space.
You're not attached to Nordstrom.
No.
There are no other Milk Bars in Nordstrom.
You were just inside the
building. That's just the building you were in. And Nordstrom fucked up.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you fucked
up. Just go to Robson.
Go, yeah.
There's lots of places. Go next to the Jollibee.
Go to my basement.
I like that.
Go to my unfinished basement.
Get rid of the dogs. Go to the basement.
Yeah.
Keep the cat, though. He's in charge.
Obviously.
Yeah. He's the manager of the Milk Bar.
Oh, I would love Seb to manage a Milk Bar.
He could.
Absolutely he could. He's qualified.
Yeah, he's qualified.
He has his MBA.
He's a fucking doctor.
Absolutely.
You're a doctor? Damn right I'm
fucking
a doctor.
Fucking right I'm a doctor.
Yeah. So, delicious food.
Delicious food. Saw the Darren Aronofsky. movie at the Sphere.
Yep.
Which is very cool.
The retelling of the birth of Jesus. But made to look like a pregnant woman's fear of
the unknown. I think you need to revisit Mother. It's probably the best movie of the 2010s.
Here's the stupid thing about it, Scott. Do I own it on Blu-ray?
Certainly.
Yes.
Yes.
Do I also own the director's cut of Midsommar on Blu-ray? Yes.
Did I hate
both of those movies?
Yes.
But it's about having them. Because I know they're both like...
I can't...
Big movies that like...
I can't imagine why you don't have more money.
Well, you know why. But that's a secret.
Not even that.
Oh.
Just like, yeah. just shit like that.
Yeah.
Here's two things I don't like, but I bought them anyway. Now, are you looking for more things that you bought?
No, maybe I don't own Mother. I think I actually don't.
Oh, you actually drew a line in the sand on that one? Do you own the other movie called Mother?
Yes. I do own the other Mother, but not the Aronofsky Mother.
Are there two other Mothers?
There's Japanese one, Korean one, Japanese
Korean,
one. Korean.
And Albert Brooks.
No, I just own the Korean one. I don't know if the Albert Brooks one has ever been put out on
it. It might not have a Blu-ray. I bet it has a DVD.
Blu-ray. I definitely own Midsommar. And I think I don't hate Midsommar as much as I originally did.
Have you watched the director's cut?
No, and I haven't watched it since I saw it.
I haven't watched the director's cut. Apparently the director's is much better. Which
I've heard that, so
I'll maybe give a shot sometime,
but
I don't know how soon.
My main issue with the story was that not a single one of the characters was likable. So who am I supposed to be rooting for? And the answer is the people in the village.
The village people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Village people.
The village people. The policeman. The
male sleeves cut off.
Male
construction
prostitute.
Man. Yeah. And well, that's all of them.
The pool boy.
I can get
and the hairdresser.
I can buy an import DVD copy of Mother
1996
from Mel or Albert Brooks for $32 plus shipping.
DVD. Nice.
There is no Blu-ray.
Sad.
I can rent it on Prime Video for $5. Or I can get a VHS tape for $11. Well, that seems like that's the right...
I'd get the VHS.
Yeah.
That's the way to go.
With all the VCRs that you have that I lent to you that my mom didn't want back, so then you just got rid of. Unless you still have it.
I got rid of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, my mom said to get rid of it, so...
It has been gotten rid of. I got rid of it because it...
Need a tape.
It was old for a VCR.
Yeah, it was probably like 90... Six-ish.
Like, it didn't even have, you know how the, what are they, RCA cables? Like, yeah. The red, white, yellow? Mm-hmm. This just had red and white, I think.
Oh, alright.
Yeah. I'm like... But
did it work for what you needed it for? Or not really?
It didn't have the plug, so I never used it. Yeah, okay. And I tossed it.
Well, thanks for getting rid of it for us.
My pleasure.
Because it would have stayed at my parents' house until they died and I had to get rid of it.
It might still be in my garage. I don't know how. I don't know how rid of it I have gotten.
Right.
It's not in my bedroom.
Okay. Then that's out of sight, out of mind.
Exactly. I have object impermanence, so if
me too.
Can't see it, it's dead and never existed.
And never.
In fact.
Yeah. Bernstein Bears, Bernstein Bears.
Leonard Bernstein Bears.
Yep. Berenstein and Berenstein? Is that what the argument was?
Berenstein and Berenstain.
Berenstain.
And it is Berenstain.
That's so weird.
And the reason everyone remembers it wrong is because...
No one can read?
Is because nothing else is... No other last name ends in S-T-A-I-N. It's all Steins. So, yeah. Of course, you think it's that. And there...
You know why? Because they're not Jewish.
They're not.
They're not Jewish bears.
No, they're quite the opposite. Actually, if you read into the subtext of the books the way I did...
Episcopalians?
Yeah.
Yeah, Episcopalian bears? Yeah.
I think we said our names, but that's all we
said. That's about 30 minutes in. That's pretty good.
That's the important
stuff. People at least know who we are.
Let's keep it a secret.
Pay for our secrets. Anyways, social media stuff, Syrian soft paws. I mean, Letterboxd is the only important one, but Twitter and Instagram and Reddit, Discord, Mastodon. Ooh, I haven't checked Mastodon. More free art.
I think that probably by this time next week, there might actually be a Discord you can go to.
There is a Discord. I got sent the message from
UV.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for those who wanted a Discord. We have been bullied into getting a Discord.
No, the last piece of art I received was Vivica A. Fox.
Vivica. A fox.
A fox. And I still only have the same amount of followers, so here we go. Anyways, you are Scott, and your social media handles are?
I am Scott, and my social media handles are at Not Scott Henson for the most part. Pretty much Twitter, especially YouTube, youtube.com/@NotScottHenson. Click the subscribe button if you're not already. What are you doing? And more importantly, click the join button and become a member of the channel. Because what else are you going to do with your stupid money? And the answer to that is if you don't become a member, just send it to us directly. PayPal.me/NotScottHenson, PayPal.me/SarianSoftPaws. If you want to send for both, just send to one and tell us it's for both, and we will handle things on the back end. If you want something for your money, if you're a greedy little piggy.
A lot of you are. on this exclusive, exclusively anime podcast.
Yeah, if you have anime that you would like us to watch and review, or I don't know, a real movie or something, whatever.
Or just money. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah, whatever you like. So if you are needing something in return for the money, $150 per up to 2 hour request. And just to be clear, it doesn't have to be anime. But
doesn't have to be 2 hours.
All true things. Let's be honest, it'll probably be 2 hours of anime.
2 hours plus of anime.
Yeah. We actually get less mad if you do big ones because it's more
that is true.
Money.
That is true. And like, if something you're
doing
good.
If you're doing $750 of anime, that's all right.
That's fine. Yeah, we're not going to argue with that.
Yeah. No one's getting mad.
No. Hopefully it's good anime.
Hopefully it's good.
Not all of it's good.
And if you've got, I think it was $32,000, we'll do all of One Piece.
Do all of One Piece. It'd be more if you also pay for the live action, plus there's some movies. So it would probably end up being close to 40.
Probably 40 grand.
40 grand. That's the dream right there.
We still need to investigate Erased live action.
We do. Yeah, we do.
I wonder if it's good.
I don't know.
Does it have...
A rating.
Yeah. What does the Internet Movie Database say about it? That's the anime. That's the TV series. 7.8 out of 10. Solid.
It is a 3.7 average on Letterboxd.
Also solid.
But does that mean that it's... And people might not have seen the anime, so they're like... I really like this thing. Maybe they should make it into an anime. Because the anime is a 4.1.
Okay.
But it is 61K have seen it. And the live action one is, 1.8K. So maybe not. Hmm. But 3.7 ain't bad.
When did we become an anime podcast?
When we kept getting anime requests nonstop for several episodes in a row.
Yeah, I guess it was that. It's a good thing we're not doing any anime today.
Well, we got a bunch during the all request.
We did.
Or not a bunch, but some.
More than anyone could have guessed, unless you were anyone besides us. Because I remember Adam saying, of course you got anime. Those are the people who are going to pay you to watch it. You stupid.
shout out to me.
Oh,
Self-shout. For finding out the name of the anime with the throwing cum.
Yes.
So if anybody wants to pay for 53 episodes of Golden Kamuy, that is the one where people throw their semen at each other as weapons. Although I think it's just one character. 2018 to current, but I don't think it's still on. Going? Well, it just says 2018 to hyphen. I don't know.
really couldn't decide between dash and hyphen.
I really couldn't. I really couldn't. So yeah, shout out to me for doing a
Kamui. Ooh, live action Golden Kamui 2024.
Yes. Somebody better throw their cum.
In the early 20th century in Hokkaido, Japan, a treasure hunt between various parties takes place for a hidden stash of gold. And one of them is throwing cum for some reason, I guess.
It looks like it ended, or the last season was June 2023 was the last episode, but it's not technically done.
Oh, and live action Golden Kamuy is directed by a director we know, because some weeb had us do one of the high and low movies, yeah. And this guy is the guy who does the high and low movies.
Here's the semen.
I forgot the semen head face.
It's got the guy's face on it because it's for making babies. I don't know if it's good. I literally know nothing about it other than...
It has a good IMDb
rating. I mean, all I know is the one scene where the two guys jerk off at each other and then throw their cum. That's all I know. So I don't know if it's good. I don't know who it's made by.
I don't know who it's made for.
Well, creeps who like anime. Mm. Is the guy the director of...
Child pornography.
He directed Raijingu in Caputo.
It just sounds like you're being racist.
And Tomo-chan is a girl.
I'll be the judge of that.
And Fate Grand Order. And Gosick. And Hero Man. And Baki the Grappler. Is it a wrestling one?
Oh, yeah. I think...
It's an underground fighting tournament. I don't know if that means wrestling specifically.
I think Olivia told me about that.
Baki the Grappler.
Yeah.
And then Vampire Princess Miu. Jungle King Tachan, which also kind of looks like wrestling.
I'm something of a Jungle King.
You are. Well, I mean...
Not as much as a lion, of course.
Not a tropical jungle.
The king of the jungle. Go to hell, lion PR firm.
Retards. You're more of a tundra king.
Yeah.
And I'm a tundra prince.
You're a tundra queen because you're a size queen.
I'm a mountain queen. Yeah, I'm a mountain queen.
Apparently Golden Kamuy gets real good in season 3.
Well, then pay for season 3 as long as it's got the cum throwing.
As long as it's got the cum. Yeah, it's got some 9.1, 9.2 episodes.
Somebody, strong stuff. One of you people listening has got to have seen this show.
Certainly.
Hit us up and tell us if it's good. And then also either you yourself or bully another listener into paying for us to watch
it. Or your parents or whatever.
Your parents.
We don't care. Or if you're like, a ward of the state. I don't know, your handler, whatever.
You're a abusive orphanage.
Yeah, your
head.
Your governess.
Your governess.
Yeah, whatever weird
your baroness.
Whatever weird life situation you're in. That's
your dad.
Fine.
Your daddy.
Just pay us to watch anime. Yeah.
Yeah, I will watch good anime for a lot of your money.
The older man you linked up with when you ran away from home. Okay, the do's and don'ts from running away from home. Do link up with an older man. Don't be afraid to be choosy. Remember, you're the catch.
Oh, Roger. Roger, roger, roger.
What else is going on? P. Diddy's in the news.
Diddy's in the news. Did he do it?
What didn't Diddy do?
Well,
I feel like...
He didn't rape.
I feel like the P. Diddy story is, like, almost too rich for comedy.
Like, it
already feels hack just because it's such a funny thing.
Yeah.
It's in the same realm as, like, making fun of Trump.
Yeah.
Just, like, it's tough because, like, it's really funny. And, like, Cuba Gooding Jr.'s in the mix now. Just Diddy and radio, like, just raping dudes in the studio.
Well, when we did Boat Trip.
I think the day we did Boat Trip was the day Cuba Gooding Jr. was named in the Diddy action.
I don't know exactly that, but it was around the time.
Yeah.
Remember when he changed his name to Brother Love? No, what was his fucking name?
It was Brother Love. Yeah. Went over about as well as Snoop Lion.
Yeah. Sexual misconduct.
So it's like, it's a two... I've been doing the thing where I don't consume any news, and I'm working entirely on hearsay, and I feel like that's been going good for me. I know the two things I know is that a Chinese guy ran into a bridge, and Diddy's gay.
Yes,
that's like that's my baseline.
There needs to be a news service that just gives you like 8 words or less subject lines, and then that's it. There's no news attached. Just that, you know, busy men like us on the go, who are, you know,
men about town,
cobblestone boys, silk sheet type fellows, long handshakes, can just open our phone, just scroll through the headlines, and
Diddy's
that's
gay
it.
Now.
Diddy gay.
Yeah. So tell me,
boat wrecks bridge.
Yeah, was probably Chinese guy. Yeah. So you probably know more than me because I don't know a lot. But is it like a two-pronged thing where Diddy is both like sexually assaulting men?
Yeah.
And sex trafficking women?
Yes.
Okay.
It.
So I got that part.
So the...
It's basically a Vince McMahon that he's trying so hard to prove he's not gay, except he's acting the gay out more than Vince McMahon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of it is... I'm not sure if this is true, but like...
Here's the beauty
crippling
part.
Crippling sex addiction.
Say it like it is true.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He has a crippling sex addiction where he's so sexed up that a hole is a hole because he's had multiple lawsuits against him for raping women.
Right.
Like recently, like in November 2023, a woman claimed that he raped her, sex trafficked her, and physically abused her.
Sounds bad.
The lawsuit suggests that Diddy was responsible for blowing up Ventura's then boyfriend Kid Cudi's car. Combs and Ventura reached an undisclosed settlement the following day, and the lawsuit was dismissed. On November 23rd, two further lawsuits were filed against Combs by two additional complainants, right?
Yep.
Alleging sexual assault and revenge porn.
Nice.
One of the lawsuits claimed that in 1990 or 1991, he and Aaron Hall had sexually abused a woman, with Combs recording the incident.
Damn, that's baby Diddy, 1990.
Yeah. If you're addicted to sex, Scott,
he was
barely
just figuring out that he needed to hitch his wagon to B.I.G. to have any success.
And then have him killed so he could take over his empire. He is 54.
So
at the time of this recording,
20 in 1990.
Yeah. Then in December 2023, a lawsuit was filed in Manhattan District Court by a woman who alleged that Combs raped her in 2003 when she was 17. The same day, he posted a response video via social media denying the allegations. In February 2024, a fifth lawsuit was brought against Combs when he was sued by music producer Rodney Lil Rod Jones.
Lil Rod.
The case alleges that Combs drugged and sexually assaulted him and also forced him to have sex with a sex worker. A lawyer for Combs described the allegations as pure fiction. Combs' adult son Justin, his chief of staff Christina
I wish he like said the wrong thing. He describes it as stranger than fiction.
Universal Music CEO and former Motown record blah blah were also named as defendants in the lawsuit. March 1st, 2024, the plaintiff who sued Combs for the 2003 incident was ordered to disclose her identity. On March 25th, properties tried to Combs in Los Angeles near were seized related to an unspecified ongoing investigation. March 27th, documents obtained by USA Today said that Lil Rod, who amended his lawsuit on March 26th, accused Combs of paying to keep sex workers. Actor Cuba Gooding Jr. was also named as a lawsuit co-defendant.
Yeah.
Prince Harry and other famous figures were implied in the lawsuit to be associated with Combs to draw guests to his parties, but were not accused of any wrongdoing.
Harry's fine.
On November 20...
Don't know about Kate, though.
At least she's alive.
Is she?
For now. Well, she did the response video. You didn't see?
She did. I'm kind of hoping that was AI, too.
Oh, I mean, she looked kind of terrible, so I guess AI would make her look like she has cancer.
You know, I hate to take the Kate tangent, but like they could have done the same thing they did without posting weird fake pictures first. Like that was an option.
Their hand got forced. Like, I don't think she or anyone wanted to tell the public.
I guess not, but
was... The way to keep up appearances is by pretending like everything's fine. You can't just, like, I don't know. It is strange. I get why they would release the AI-generated pictures, because, like, you gotta assume, especially if you're royalty, that everyone's a dumbass and no one's going to, like, fact-check you, but then also realize that, like, you don't know how to do anything, because you're old British people.
Yeah.
So, I get it, but... I
feel like there were better ways to do it.
There were better ways to do it. Or, like, you could have just said she's taking a... time off from personal appearances, yeah. And that's the end of story.
Or she's ill. Leave her alone.
Yeah, or she's dating Dodi Al-Fayed, and they are going on a trip to the southern France.
Have we talked about Dodi Al-Fayed's sexual history?
Maybe very briefly.
It's
dude was hitting home runs.
Unbelievable.
Like, all of the hottest women that have ever... lived in the 90s, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, I think he's second only to the guy from Counting Crows.
Yeah.
Who, looking like that, is a Hall of Famer.
Man, he's got one of those long-ass Egyptian names. Yeah, he... What's got here? Does it give his relationships? No, I don't think so. Maybe.
I feel like it's... Yeah, I tried to look it up. It's kind of hard to look up.
American model Kelly Fisher.
Yeah, a bunch of models. Mimi Rogers, I think.
Yeah, it doesn't actually say in his Wikipedia, but yeah.
Yeah, he was like just absolutely crushing it until his fucking car exploded.
Yeah, like completely coincidentally and not because the royal family had them killed because they didn't want her dating an Arab.
Yeah.
She was an angel, Scott. A perfect angel.
They took away our perfect angel. Except for that one time that she ruined Christmas, as as depicted in 2021's Spencer.
Ah, that was good. That was good. Man, Kristen Stewart was really good in that movie.
She was great.
Yeah.
I mean, she got nominated, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The movie itself is fine, but...
I like the movie a lot, actually.
I think it's a performance movie.
Yeah.
Like, I think everything is about the performance, but, like, yeah, she was great. Other than the weird musical
Yeah.
Sequence in the middle. That was, I didn't really like that because it's musicals. Yeah, she was really great in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was really, really good. I've actually really grown to like her as an actress.
Yeah, it's wild that both Twilighters are good.
Yeah, right? I mean, I guess your kids.
Oh, sorry.
I was even like Daniel Radcliffe, too. Like, Daniel Radcliffe, I think, awesome. Is a really great actor, too. Yeah. But
Harry Potter isn't a joke of a movie. Like,
no, true.
The Twilight movies are some of the most ridiculous movies ever committed to film.
I think they're redoing them.
Probably.
I think they're making new ones.
I'd be shocked if they did.
I really used to not like her, and I think it was because of her, like, you know, her act, like the way she is in.
I don't care for her attitude.
Like, there are a lot of movies she's in that I, like, really like. Because, like, there was Spencer, there was Underwater, which is fucking amazing. And then Personal Shopper, I really liked a lot.
She was good in it. I didn't love the movie, but I did love the movie a lot more than the previous collaboration between her and that director, Clouds of Sils Maria.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is a piece of shit.
Well, you know.
Absolute piece of
shit. What can you do?
And I don't know, like, won the Palme d'Or or something.
I'll tell you a very, 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 very fast story about that movie.
Clock's ticking.
I know. I was going to buy it. I believe it's on Criterion.
Probably.
And I was going to buy the Criterion.
Yeah.
And it was in my hand as I was shopping, and I did my shopping. And
were you some sort of personal shopper?
I was personal shopping for myself for Blu-rays. And it was, you know, it's like $48 Blu-ray Criterion. And I was like, yeah, fuck it. And I swear to the God I don't believe in.
Christian God.
I walked up to the counter at Sunrise Records.
Mm-hmm.
They had a little bin
of
like DVDs and Blu-rays that are like the cheap ones that you can just like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting. I like before I paid, I looked through. There was a $6.99 regular Blu-ray copy of Personal Shopper in the bin. And I was like, fucking, I
switch them up.
Threw the Criterion in the box. It took the $7 one. I was like, this is the best day of my goddamn life. It was so good. I couldn't believe it.
That is great.
I hope what happened is they got the Blu-rays, the Criterions in, and they're like, well, nobody's going to buy this one because they're going to get the Criterion. So they chucked in the cheap bin. And yeah, $7 or $48. I was like, fucking best day of my life.
Yeah, and the better movie was $7.
I mean, they were both Personal Shopper.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm saying.
I thought you meant you had Clouds of Sils Maria.
No.
I had Personal Shopper
on Blu-ray Criterion.
Sorry. I got to the bin and I saw
Personal Shopper on regular Blu-ray for $7.
But you're going to miss on all the extra features.
Doesn't matter.
On Personal Shopper.
Doesn't matter. I was about having it.
Olivier Assayas. Mm-hmm. Is the director whose name I was trying to pull. Has he done anything?
I think he's done a movie somewhat recently, hasn't he?
Enjoyed. Oh, Paris Je T'Aime.
Mm-hmm.
Personal Shopper, Clouds of Sils Maria.
He did... Oh, I thought he did something somewhat recently, but I guess not.
No, I think he... turns out he just sucks.
He did one in... what was the one? He did one in 2019 called Wasp Network.
Yes.
And then he did a TV show, Irma Veep.
Vep.
Which I only knew about because it has Alicia Vikander in it, and I was hoping that she would show her...
vagina.
Her gazongs like she did in Eddie Redmayne Becomes a Woman.
Yes. I liked it better when Eddie showed his.
The Dutch Lady. That's what it's called, right? He does show his gazongs in that. No, not really. Definitely deserved an Oscar for the movie he did right after.
Yeah.
No, that was before, Theory of Everything. After.
He won for Theory of Everything.
But it was the movie he did right after Theory of Everything, or I think he did right after Danish Girl?
I don't remember the order. Guess I'll have to look it up.
Edward Redmayne, what's your order of events?
How do you get away with being an Eddie as an adult? There are certain
adults. Well, because he doesn't look like an adult.
I guess.
He looks like a little girl.
But like Eddie's, Jimmy's, Robbie. Robbie is a tough one to get away with. past the age of six.
Well, Robbie Williams. I mean, he's the best.
I guess
I don't want to rock the exception that proves the rule. it would be Theory of Everything, Jupiter Ascending,
nice.
The Danish Girl.
That's
sandwiched it between Oscar noms.
That's a real 1-2-3 punch. That's pretty good.
He hasn't been in a movie since 2022.
Let's keep it that way.
Has he been on TV?
Son of a bitch.
He's on some TV show called The Day of the Jackal.
Oh, they made a show out of it? I mean, it's already a book and a movie.
He has... Oh, it's narrating books. Well, yeah, good for him. I mean, whatever. Anyways, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Diddy's gay now. So he's a gay rapist.
Diddy's a gay rapist now.
But also, just a rapist. Like, I feel like it doesn't necessarily mean... Like, I don't think it has anything to do with him specifically being gay. I think it's a power thing.
100% it is.
And it's maybe not even a sex addiction thing, but just like making people do things they don't want to do. Like,
yeah.
Because like he raped the guy, but he also made the guy have sex with a sex worker.
Yeah. So, yeah. So none of it matters in terms of like sexuality.
No, not at all.
It's just being a monster in general.
It's just about having power and being a monster. Yeah. Is really what it is.
I like that.
Yeah. Good for Diddy.
Good for Diddy. I do like that this explains all those like little innuendos and stuff that other rappers have made about him over the years.
Yeah.
Like it kind of seems like a Vince McMahon open secret thing.
Yeah.
Like, yo, yeah, oh, Diddy's raping everybody.
Yeah.
Hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your husband.
Like, yeah, raping everybody.
Raping everybody out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because on the Adam Friedland show, like probably close to a year ago, they had Jada Kiss on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
and,
that's right.
Yeah, and Friedland was like, you know, like jokingly being gay with him. And he's like, whoa, do you like party or do you like Diddy party? So like everybody knew.
It's everybody funny. Knew, but they couldn't tell anybody.
I was so gay.
Huckleberry Combs over here.
We have a new Huckleberry every episode.
Every episode. Huckleberry Hudson, yeah. Huckleberry Combs.
Next one's going to blow your mind.
Huckleberry Henson.
Huckleberry Finn.
Huckleberry Finn
but
Balor.
But it's Finn Balor.
Well, remember they tried to make him the gay ally?
That was awesome.
For all of like 2 months?
You guys who aren't wrestling fans, you miss out on stuff.
You don't
sometimes.
Even know.
Sometimes they'll just... by sometimes, I mean once.
Yeah.
Actually, no. What they did it with one guy, and one guy did it himself. His name is David Starr,
yes.
And he's a rapist.
Well, he is a rapist.
But WWE took
a girlfriend.
Took Irish wrestler Fergal Devitt.
Fergal.
A.K.A. Finn Balor, and just made him a gay ally.
Yeah.
And, like
he's... fully straight guy.
Yeah.
Like, married to a woman.
Yeah. Pounds cooch.
Pounds cooch. Pounds as much cooch as he wants.
Yeah. But it's Irish cooch.
Yeah,
but,
that's true.
Yeah.
So smells like potatoes.
Yeah. And they're just like, no, all your shirts have rainbows.
Yeah,
on.
You got rainbow yeah, gear.
You're an ally.
Yeah. And that lasted all of like two-ish months.
A few months, yeah.
A gay ally,
yeah.
But also a demon.
Sometimes a demon.
Gay demon.
Was, oh, well, that's what we're trying to, that's why we're that's fighting
our,
the Ukraine.
That's what we're fighting the Ukraine.
Was he?
Gay demon Nazis.
Yeah, because, okay, so separate from the gay ally thing, Finn Balor, when he'd have, like, a real big match,
yeah.
He'd do, like, a face and body paint thing
yeah.
Where he was, like, a demon.
Yeah.
So my question to you is, was he still an ally?
No.
When he was the demon?
Only Finn Balor is the gay ally.
The demon.
The demon is transphobic.
I'm rating the demon as transphobic. After I figure out how to handle gold versus platinum star, that one I don't know exactly what the wording is going to be. I do know I'm writing the demon is transphobic.
That's hard. That's hard. Cool. Yeah.
Hey, shout out iPhone for having transphobic in your dictionary.
Nice.
And correcting my spelling.
Nice.
Because I.
Is this gonna be embarrassing for you?
No, I accidentally typed cool and it corrected me to transphobic.
Oh,
it knew what I was saying. I accidentally wrote the demon is cool.
But the demon is cool.
But it knew I was trying to say transphobic.
Listen, Scott,
what's up?
You can be a gay ally and hate trans people. That's completely okay.
I know gay people who hate trans people.
I mean, we know a lot of gay people who hate trans people. We know one specific gay guy who uses the word you're not supposed to use for
loves
them anymore.
The word.
And he says it all the time. And it kind of makes me happy because I don't have to say it, but I can still hear it.
Yeah.
It's nice to hear it, but it's not coming out of your mouth.
Sometimes it's just nice to hear it.
Yeah. I get to hear
from a gay guy.
I get to hear that word. I get to hear F slurs.
Yep.
I mean, I say F slurs, but at least I get to hear them.
Yeah. And YouTube doesn't like it, so I won't say it. But like, I feel like I feel like R slur is like making kind of a comeback.
You should say it.
I'm hearing it more.
Yeah, me too.
Like in addition to us.
Wow. It's a lot of us.
It is.
It's
but
a
like,
lot of Shane Gillis.
And I guess it's a lot of Shane Gillis. Yeah. But
hey. Gilly's making a comeback with it.
Yeah,
he's taking it back for the R man.
Well, it almost got him.
It nicked him. It nicked him. Oh, he's got some really funny stories that I really like, but I obviously I'm not going to just say it on the podcast. But he's got some really funny stories.
We should just do Shane's special next
just
episode.
Say all the
just
jokes.
Say Shane Gillis's special.
I mean, sure. Yeah, we could do that. We could do that.
Beautiful dogs.
Beautiful dogs.
You got a dog wife, Ted.
Everybody says it.
She's not one of the beautiful dogs.
No,
no,
no, no. I'm more of a Jeb guy myself. You got to yell it. His name is J-E-B exclamation point.
That says that on his
legal
driver's license.
Government name. Is it Jebediah?
It must be Jebediah.
That's wild. Unless it's just Jeb, and because I mean they are Texas trash.
That'd be cool. Like people who just name their kid Bob, like not Robert.
His name's not even Jeb. It's John Ellis Bush.
Oh, it's Job. It's a Job Bluth.
Job.
Amazing. He's George Oscar Bluth.
George Oscar Bluth.
I'll be goddamned.
Next president of the United States. 71. Jeez.
I love all my children equally. I don't care for Job.
His wife's name is Columba Garnica Gallo Bush.
How did he not get elected with a spicy Latino first lady?
She's Mexican.
We could have had her.
Could have had a Mexican
first
lady.
Could have had one of the spiciest first ladies of all time.
He named his son George Bush.
Barf.
He sure did. And he looks like a Mexican...
Oh, does he look like Mexican Jeb?
George H.W. Bush.
Oh, a Mexican Herbert Walker.
Doesn't he?
Oh, kinda.
Kinda?
Yeah. Bad hairline.
I mean, they all have bad hairlines.
All of them?
Does he also... He also has... Please tell me he's named one of his children George Bush.
A new George Jr.?
Oh, no, there's...
Future president?
I don't know, it doesn't say.
How cool would it be if we had two George Bush Juniors as president and one was Mexican?
I don't know if America's ready for that. A Mexican Republican president.
Pretty fun.
Who also closes down the borders.
Yeah.
And he does it because he knows how to do it.
He knows how to do it. He's the only guy who knows how to do it. He's the man for the job.
He is the man
That's
for the job.
That's what he got elected on.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. Oh, the brown savior.
The great brown hype.
Great brown hype. Anyways, should we talk about the two things
we talk about stuff.
Need to talk about?
We can talk about spicy Latinos. Good segue.
Horny Latinos.
Oh, my God.
Everybody's a horny Latino. Would you like to share a corn cookie with me?
Absolutely. I think... It's been a while since I've had any of them, but I think corn is my favorite.
Well, that wasn't quite half, but you can have less than half.
I do not need all of half.
Corn milk bar cookie.
I think it is my favorite. That was a good cookie.
It is good. It is good.
Give us a minute. We're just going to chomp.
I know you guys love it. Well, a couple of you do love it. A couple of you really don't love it. And I'm sorry. But we don't get cookies like this that often.
When we do munching, we should crank the gain. Oh, fuck. We've got bad chips to try, too.
Oh, God. I forgot about the bad chips.
I'm gonna get them.
I was content to just keep forgetting them. We forgot them last week. Was that the first week, or have we forgotten them for 2 weeks?
No, just last week.
Good for us.
Just Kelly's here.
Right. Kelly distracted us.
So I think this is a Canadian brand.
One day, they just appeared in every store.
Cambridge, Ontario.
We got Canadian chips.
Is there a company name?
Are they independent? Do they just somehow just instantly get an amazing distribution deal?
Frito-Lay.
Frito-Lay.
Anyways, Havoc is a new brand of chip that is
Motherfucker, that's a good cookie.
I know. Well, I didn't finish it because I wanted to cover the taste of this. So, yeah, so they've got three varieties.
Why didn't you tell me how good these cookies were?
I wonder what Arsenio Hall... Is there... No.
Yeah.
Arsenio Hall.
It's probably got some wine and cheese party. Some
fancy-ass...
Some good-ass cheese.
So they've got one flavor that is like... I don't know if anybody else is a snack connoisseur like Scott and myself. Mm-hmm. But there... It seems to be this trend now of like long stick-like...
Are they like sticks fries? Or roll-ups?
Well, that's the thing. There's one that's fries.
Yeah.
There's one that's roll-ups.
Yeah.
And this one is wavy chips.
Yeah.
So I would prefer a wavy chip over a roll or a stick.
Yeah, I would take wavy chip over both. I don't see the appeal of the roll-ups. It's a deformed tortilla chip.
I like Flamitas. That's what I call them. What they're actually called. Dinamitas. They're good.
Demonic Flamitas?
Demonic Flamitas, where he's a bad guy.
Transphobic.
Well, Scott, he's Mexican.
Thought more because of the demon thing, but okay.
Oh my god,
you didn't even get the callback?
I thought it was because he's Mexican, because Mexicans are transphobic, even though they have exoticos.
They might be the least transphobic.
No, they're the most transphobic.
They celebrate their T-slurs.
They salivate their T-slurs?
I salivate over them.
Oh. No,
little Pimpinella Escarlata.
They're transphobic, Scott. They're transphobic. I've met a lot of Mexicans. I know. Gay white guys from Vancouver and Mexicans.
All Mexicans. The most transphobic people on earth.
So do you remember what the other two flavors are?
I think like the other two flavors.
Chili lime, maybe?
I think there's a chili lime and maybe a nacho cheese.
Yeah. A spicy queso.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Both
of which I think on paper are better than this flavor.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
This is the worst for sure.
I don't know what this will taste like, but I was just intrigued that there was a flavor. Now, we've said before that like the meat-flavored chips are normally not very good.
Has there ever been a good
one? Like we said, we didn't mind those KFC-flavored ones.
Yeah, I don't know how and chicken
the
Cuban, flavored...
The Cubano one the, was good.
The Cubanos were the one exception to the rule, I would say.
But we've had like... Chicken flavored ones, bacon flavored ones,
Philly cheesesteak,
like they were
hamburger.
They were all terrible,
all bad.
So I don't know if I've had.
So we're taking a trip to Korea.
I don't know if I've had bulgogi.
Drew, you're gonna eat a little Korean.
I eat a lot of Korean actually.
I see.
Yeah, it's been a lot of Korean eating, more than I'd like.
Oh
no, not really.
the amount you'd like.
The amount I like.
Yeah,
maybe a little less. Brazier Bulgogi Blaze.
I think the Brazier is the French part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what the label says.
These are Bulgogi Blaze.
Bulgogi Blaze.
Bulgogi Blaze.
Yes, that kind of is more Japanese. Nah, they're the same.
I do not think there is a difference. Hmm.
Well, there isn't. Are you from South Korea or North Korea?
Japanese.
Anyways, we're going to open these and see if they're gross.
Chinese, look at these.
People also like crinkling of packaging. I can hear us losing subscribers. Did you turn the gain up? Didn't you turn the gain back? Turn the gain back right now.
I did.
The show is over.
Okay.
You're fired. Smell like beef?
No, smell like
powdered beef.
Not really.
Does it smell like kimchi? Because if it does, I'm out.
No. I know those, again, not really.
I know those bastards try to sneak kimchi into everything.
That's how they control you.
Hey, I know you like beef, but how about rotten cabbage with it? They look well seasoned. It doesn't look like it's lacking in whatever the flavor is.
They got a little bit more kick to them than I thought.
You want to go to the hospital?
Maybe. Yeah, like a little bit more. It kind of tastes like Mr. Noodle.
Oh, okay.
Turn your gain up. Turn your gain up.
I'm not turning my
gain up. So everyone can hear you chew.
They do have some spice.
Yep, a little bit.
And I'm not mad at the flavor.
It's not meaty.
It's not meaty.
Not really. It is very much like an instant noodle.
Yeah, I think it's just a lot of spices. Very crunchy.
But good. I like crunchy.
Yep.
No, not bad.
Pretty good.
Are we Havoc guys now?
I think we're Havoc chips guys now. Can't wait for chili lime and spicy queso. I wonder if those are... I guess there's like flames all over the packaging, so that... Oh, and literally pictures of peppers, so I guess it does imply... Oh, there's a hot meter in the bottom corner.
And it's at a?
It's at the middle.
Okay.
There's green, yellow, orange, red, purple, the standard hotness scale, mm-hmm. and this is an orange, dead center. A 3 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think we're Havoc guys now.
I kind of dig them.
Long live Havoc.
I would try the other 2.
You do.
Maybe we'll try them on the show. Maybe we'll lose if all our lucky. Subscribers.
Well, except for those 2 people that like noises.
We got them for life.
Forever.
Hope you guys like anime.
Loud eating noises, bag opening,
yeah,
and anime.
And anime.
That's what
if
this
that's
is.
If that's your Venn diagram, guess what? Show for you.
Anyways.
Spicy Latinos.
Horny Latinos.
Horny Latinos. So, Young Sonics, an Argentinian native.
Checks out.
Yeah. Brings to us the 2002, I believe, mm-hmm. show
yeah.
by the director of 2014's Wild Tales, which we like a lot. And this is the part where you tell me the name of that man.
Oh, Alfonso Cuarón.
Doesn't sound right.
Oh.
Guillermo del Toro. Olivier Assayas.
Damien Chivron.
That's right.
Chivron.
I'm assuming this is one of his earlier works.
This would be... I just want director. Don't give me all of his other credits.
I'm eating a lot of these chips.
That's because they're good.
I like them.
This would be his... he did 4 episodes of some other television show, and he had 1... feature-length movie. Nope, this is it. So this started in 2002, went to 2004. He made his first feature in 2003.
Okay.
So this is his first, like, actual thing. Although, it says he only directed 8 episodes.
There's a decent number of them.
So that doesn't necessarily mean that we watched his episodes.
That's a good question. Yeah. So...
One of them is for sure.
Nice.
That one is. And, the other ones are in Spanish and, Baxter, you know, I don't speak Spanish.
It's true.
So at least one of the 3 episodes we watched were directed by him.
So yeah, it's a two season show called, Los Simuladores, which translates to The Pretenders?
The Simulators.
I guess literally The Simulators.
The Simulators.
And Sonix told us to use an RNG, which I thought was something racist until I looked it up and saw that it was a random number generator.
I thought okay, I got it.
Real beep gangster.
Oh.
Something like that.
I thought it was beep.
Oh, beep, beep, beep. Beep.
It's like veep, but you can't say it.
Intellectually disabled black Korean?
Yeah.
That one?
That's the one.
That's the one.
That's the one.
Fun.
We have fun around here.
We do like to have fun.
He's got
here.
A new one on Netflix.
Wild Tales 2. But this time it's T-A-I-L-S.
No, it's To Catch a Killer.
All right.
Is he Shailene Woodley, Ben Mendelsohn?
Damn, what's Shailene Woodley been up to?
I guess that. Getting old. She was in... Wasn't she in something that we watched somewhat recently? No, maybe not.
The Fault in Our Stars?
She is, in fact, in The Fault in Our Stars? Question mark? I don't know. It was... it was the Divergent series that we watched all three movies together and cried.
I don't...
Anyways, back to what you were doing.
Have a strong recollection
of
back
to what you were doing. The Bottom of the Sea is the name of the movie. El Fondo del Mar.
Nice.
Taco del Mar. Anyways.
That used to be like the good taco place.
I know, right? And now it's nothing. It's not even a thing anymore. It doesn't even exist. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, I don't think it does exist or matter anymore. But yeah, that was like the best like burrito in town.
Yeah.
Into like Taco the mid-2000s, maybe even late-2000s. And I feel like after having good tacos and stuff, I went back to Taco Del Mar once. I'm like, oh, this is trash.
There are five.
In the world? Or
in BC.
Anything?
Richmond?
Richmond, really? Oh, Queensboro?
Queensboro Landing.
Yes.
Langley City Center.
Tight.
And
three in the woods.
Coquitlam or Port Coquitlam.
Let's go.
Over by not that far away from the Picton Farm.
Nice.
And I believe one more in Maple Ridge. Surrey.
We got to go.
I mean, yeah, I haven't been in forever.
We got to revisit not very good burritos.
Yeah, I bet you it's not very good.
It's not.
Oh, there's one in Mission, and there's one Ooh. In where Chilliwack.
Sounds like we're going on a trip.
To the Robert Picton Farm?
Tour de Taco Del Mar.
Tour de Picton.
We're going to get one taco at every Taco Del Mar in British Columbia.
We're going to get one taco and we're going to kill one indigenous prostitute in the in the 80s or 90s.
Picton style.
Your pick.
One of the most prolific serial killers in Canadian history.
Yes, but there's only been a couple.
Yeah. I mean, he would be one of the more in North American history, right?
Yep. I don't know. There's a lot of American ones.
America produces a lot of monsters. That's true. But we figure he's around 50 that he would tell us about.
I think he admitted he admitted to 20 something, and they think it's up to about 55, they think.
Nice.
And then there is some speculation on
that it was 1,000.
You know, all those floating feet they kept finding?
Yep.
That some of them were from some of his victims.
Nice.
They're not sure.
That was
because where the farm is and the river system that goes out to the channel is like not like it's all like logistically works out that it would be able to dump bodies there and then just blah blah.
That was
I guess pigs don't eat feet, I guess.
I guess they hate feet. That was a pretty cool time when we just kept finding severed feet.
I think they still find them.
That's awesome.
I just don't think it's as prominent as it used to be.
That rules.
I think some of it is the illegal immigrants coming to our country and stealing our jobs.
Yep.
In the shipping containers. Getting like close and then people killing them and throwing them overboard. And then
yep. I can see that.
Ocean animals eat the bodies, and the feet are in the shoes, and they can't eat through the shoes. So I think it's a lot of sea lions.
So what if we wore shoes over our whole body?
Okay. Body shoes.
Body shoes. Then they couldn't... Then neither could they kill us in the shipping container, nor could the ocean animals eat us. It's a real, why don't you make the entire plane out of what you make the black box out of?
If they can't hear you at the waterfall, live at the waterfall.
Quiet Place sucks.
Anyways. So, the simulators...
You're having a yelling conversation at the waterfall, and it's fine.
And like, they'll never find you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Los Simuladores.
Los Simuladores.
Yeah, so we watched three random episodes. What, episodes two, seven, and then
two,
whatever
seven, season two, episode three.
Worked out to. So yeah, you can, I can definitely see some wild talesiness in in these from the director.
I don't think I realized that it was 2002 before I watched it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think I really looked
until you saw
up.
A cell phone.
Well, I just saw the quality of it, and I was like, "Oh, is Argentinian television garbage?"
Well, yes.
Like even now.
I mean, probably. Also,
I was like, "Oh, I thought like, oh, maybe this is like right after Wild Tales, so it's like 2016," and was like, "Oh, like the quality of this is kind of shit." And then I looked it up, and I was like, "Oh." Makes more sense that it's 2002.
Yeah. Someone recorded this off their rabbit ears TV.
Yeah.
Just after Argentinian 9/11.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see that it's like, it's got like the sort of like complex story nature of Wild Tales. I don't think it, I said to Scott when you got here that I thought one episode was really good.
Yeah.
I thought one episode was decent, and I thought the other one was boring and bad. Or just like not good.
Uh-huh.
Which is not Wild Tales. I think Wild Tales, everyone is good. Like all of the stories are very good.
Yeah. But I like them all. I like some more than others, but
yeah,
I like
them all. But I think obviously he had more time to develop his craft and work on that project and probably had a lot more money.
Yeah.
So it's a group of guys.
Yeah.
Uncertain how many actual members of the group there are.
Because
I think it's supposed to be four.
There's the four big ones that are in like the opening credits, but there's a lot of tangential.
There's like six or seven other
people.
There's
like an older guy who's in the mix
and a
woman. Yeah.
And then just like Michael Richards joins the team.
Yeah. One of their clients ends up. Well, they save a client from debt, but they take on the debt, so now he just owes them by working for them in some other episode.
It's kind of hard to watch a show that you don't really know a lot about and then not know the like connecting tissue.
Yeah, like we don't know the specifics, but I do like that they at least give flashbacks where you need flashbacks.
Yes. To a character that we didn't meet and then we're supposed to know who he is.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh great, something that wasn't explain to me. But yeah, I like they're a group. They're con artists, sort of.
They help
other people get out of bad situations
by conning
the actual bad guys.
Yeah,
sort of.
Yeah,
So
it's an interesting concept.
The first episode we watched was
it's like a con artist detective agency.
Yeah, that's that kind of.
Yeah,
although like it's never really shown how like the people who need their help don't ever go to them for help.
No, that's already happened.
They just are already like on the case.
Yeah. And, like, they have resources. Like, they have a fake ambulance.
Yeah.
Which is used in two of the three episodes.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So, like, yeah, they seem to have a lot at their disposal.
Like a hospital space.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, it's very, very weird how much resources they actually have.
Yeah.
But I guess it is Argentina, so they did let Nazis move in, so.
Yeah. I that's the thing. I'm thinking in terms of, sorry, Sonics, I'm thinking in terms of the first world.
Ah!
And I'm like, yeah, you could probably just go steal a fucking ambulance there, and then it's your ambulance.
I agree.
Not unlike where you just steal a fucking taxi in Madam Web, and now it's your taxi.
I think in Argentina, possession is 10/10 of the law.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, so there, the guy owns like a phone booth company. What the,
yes,
something like you can go and make collect calls. A
series of phone booths, I believe.
Yeah. So you own, and a mobster guy who he borrowed money from is now coming, sending his goons and coming to collect.
Yeah,
and he gives him 3 days to pay up, or else he will kill his wife and kids.
Yeah, so
which he has photos of, so like he knows that it's
they can get to them
for real.
Yeah, so what he does, which I thought was ingenious, was he hires Los Simuladores to kill his wife and kids first,
yeah,
so that the loan sharks have no leverage.
That's what you gotta do.
Pretty smart.
Sacrifice your wife and family. To get out of debt.
Yeah. For like,
what are you going to do? Break my legs? Cut your legs off. Now what are you going to do?
Yeah, it was an ingenious system.
There is an opening scene of them completing another job.
Yeah, it's like the episode is like 45 minutes. There's like a 15-minute cold open,
yep.
of an entirely different, although it comes back.
In the process of completing a job. Like, they've already got the plan worked out, and you're seeing the plan in action.
Yeah.
And then we do the credits, and then we go to the main story of the episode, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, the... what's even the deal?
So, there's a guy who's showing up at a hotel for a random liaison.
Yeah, who's cheating on his wife with, they say, underage prostitutes. But...
Well, when he They've got a decoy girl in a room.
Yeah.
And then
they've removed the actual prostitute. Yeah,
they've met the actual prostitute and taken her to the room next door and like...
Let me ask you a question. Does one of the guys fuck the actual prostitute?
Yeah,
of course 100%.
He does. Scott, he's Argentinian.
He's Argentinian.
He's not supposed to control his urges. He's around a woman.
I'm trying to figure out how far I'm allowed to go. Can I... Now, this, let's be clear. This is not me saying it. This is me asking if I can say it. Can I outright say that South Americans are just animals?
I mean, it's mostly Argentinians.
Are they the worst?
They might be the worst. Now, here's the question. Has Sonics already paid us for this?
Oh, yeah.
Then say whatever you want.
They're beasts.
They're beasts. They're monsters. Argentinians are the Italians of South America.
Yes.
If they can, they will. No is not in their vocabulary.
Yeah. It's CCC.
So they take the guy who's showing up runs into a doctor friend of his.
Yeah.
And he's dressed in like a paddle ball attire.
He lies to his wife saying he's going to paddle ball and then goes to the hotel and fucks little hookers. Girls.
Yeah. And so he runs into this guy, this doctor
and
the doctor's at a convention or something, he says.
Yeah, but like the issue is between them, because like it was very complicated, honestly, what the deal is. Like one, like he sells medical supplies or something, and the doctor bought them, but then someone declared bankruptcy and is saying that the other owes them a bunch for it, and there's a lawsuit.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of exposition in just a minute.
Yeah, it really was.
But that was the general deal.
Mm-hmm.
But the premise is to the guy, presumably the sort of bad guy in the situation, who is the medical supplies salesman, is to trick him into thinking he fucked a child to death. Largely
good prank. Well, like, so they swap out the girl, they put their decoy
they
in.
Have a plant
he
in,
goes to the room, and I believe the first thing he says to her is, "Oh, you look so young."
Yeah, I didn't like it.
And I was like,
didn't love it.
I don't think I like this guy.
Yeah.
So yeah, she obviously doesn't want to have to do anything with the guy because she's a decoy.
Yeah.
So in the midst of their sort of like flirtatious pre-sex
chest kissing,
she pops a blood pill and pretends to have blood coming out of her body.
Yeah.
And he panics and runs downstairs and finds the doctor friend.
Yeah.
And says, oh, this my niece.
You gotta help me.
Is sick.
Yeah.
And so they go upstairs and he examines her and says she's got ulcers. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
And, but pretty much says like, you need to come to the hospital. And he goes, no, I can't. And yeah. He goes like, makes him go and says something like, he makes him promise something, doesn't he?
The doctor makes him?
Yeah, I don't remember exactly. I mean,
the doctor said he needed him to, like, sign her in because she was underage.
Uh-huh.
Because first, I guess she said she was 23.
Yeah.
But then they made him think she was 17.
No, I think he assumed she was 17.
Oh. No, he assumed she was 23.
No, he thought she was 17. When the doctor friend comes, yeah. He tells the doctor, she told me she was 23. Ah,
okay.
He knew yeah. She was underage.
Gotcha.
Although, what's the age of consent in Argentina?
Well, that's 12? The thing. Like, when, like, yeah, because I wrote, 23 is not what I was thinking for underage. 17 is more underage, I guess. But for Argentina, I was thinking, like, 8. So, I was disappointed.
Well, the age of consent now is 18.
But times change?
I don't know. I'm going to see what 2002 was. Yeah, okay, whatever.
I've earned a chip.
I don't like this website. What am I on?
Ageofconsent.com?
Age of consent.
Drew, that's tooyoung.net.
Drew, you shouldn't be looking this up on the internet.com.
Drew, you're on a list. .virus.ru.
I mean, I am on a list. Sexual acts with children younger than 13 are illegal, but the actual... Oh, in Argentina, the age at which there are no restrictions is 18.
So what happens between 13 and 18? Weird gray area?
I guess you can't... I don't know.
Do I need to know?
Restrictions apply for sex with adolescents between the age of 13 and 16. Charges can be brought up only after a complaint by the minor, their parent, or guardian. However, the state prosecutes when the minor has no parents or legal guardian.
So if no one complains, no one's in trouble.
Yeah, I guess.
Good to know.
I don't like some of the numbers I'm seeing in other countries. I don't like what Brazil's got to offer. I don't like what Chile's got to offer.
Chile's just next door.
Colombia, also not a big fan. In general.
What's...
A lot of... Scott.
What's Dutch Guiana looking like?
16.
Okay.
So that's okay.
How did you find Dutch Guiana that fast?
Well, isn't it just regular Guiana?
No.
What's Dutch Guiana?
Suriname.
Oh, Suriname. I can't look at this anymore.
What was Suriname? 6?
14.
Nice!
Anyways, so they've got their fake ambulance. They go and rescue their girl.
Yeah.
And then...
They pretend to save the girl. And now the guy is indebted to the doctor who he was saying owed him a bunch. Let's go ahead and wipe out that debt, basically.
Yes.
How they fixed it.
And then we get to the main story. Credits roll. Back to the main story.
Yeah.
It's the guy who runs the phone booth that owes the mob boss money.
Yeah.
So he's going to shake him down, give him 3 days. If he doesn't give him, he's going to kill him.
Kill his family.
So what the team deduces is that the mob boss has the most unique and difficult to find blood type.
Yes.
And so
he's a weird kind of O negative.
Yeah, weird O negative D something.
Yeah.
And they pretty much say that like any surgery, even a minor surgery, is a major inconvenience for him because of his blood type.
Yeah.
So
they poison him.
So they poison him, and then they They call an ambulance.
They're fake ambulance.
They then call and cancel the ambulance.
He and his people call a real ambulance. Yeah.
They call back and say, we called for an ambulance, like, but we're canceling it.
Don't worry about it.
My friends are panicking and overthinking
then
it.
Then they send their fake ambulance.
They send their fake ambulance. They look at him. They determine, they tell one of his cronies something secretly. They take him to the hospital. They make a very serious thing.
Yeah.
Then they
take him to the doctor from the previous caper that is happy they did a good
job. Maybe that's just what it is, that like if
you
we
just keep
if,
paying it
if,
forward
if yeah if we do a do a thing for you
you, do,
you have to do a thing for us.
Yeah,
maybe that's what it is.
One day it will come to you for a favor.
So they take him and the doctor, and pretty much they do fake x-rays.
I like the discussion they were having, because they like they put him out, right?
Do they?
Or maybe he's just like,
no, I think he's just laying there.
I guess he's just laying there, but they basically have a conversation like, look, I know this is fake, but we still got to cut this guy open.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, we got to leave a scar or something.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
So, but then they decide that, like, well, they don't need to cut him open.
Yeah.
They just need to do something to convince him he's going to need surgery.
Yeah.
And they'll need to find a blood donor. Mm-hmm. So what they do is they give him the old rectal exam.
Yep, which is the title of the episode, Rectoscopic Diagnosis.
Yeah. So they get the guy on all fours and jam the camera up his ass.
Yep.
And the doctor is in the other side of the one-way mirror with a walkie with an earpiece of the guy doing it.
I like
why the doctor can't do it.
Yeah, I also like hospitals with one-way mirrors.
Well, so you can watch surgery and learn without them knowing you're there.
It's our little secret.
It's when you're cut. No, I can't say that.
Oh, now I'm interested.
No, that's fine. It's just think of certain regions of Africa and what they do surgery wise.
Clitoral circumcision. Yeah,
we should end the podcast probably. I don't think we should continue with what we're on the trajectory, Ron. This has been a goofy-ass episode.
It's been fun.
This is the silliest.
I've had a good time.
I mean, me too, but I think we shouldn't talk about clitoral circumcisions. Anywho, so they do that. They convince him that he's going to... He has got...
Just like quiet off-mic conversation. I really don't think that would be... I think we got to stop talking about clitoral circumcisions.
He needs...
We're getting complaints.
He's got ulcers, and he's going to need an operation.
Yeah.
But so he tells the cronies, here's a list of all the blood banks locally.
Yeah.
You need to call them and find if they have the
who's thing. Got the weirdo negative.
But then all of the phone numbers are set up to phones connected at a bar with all of their people.
Their boys.
Which seems like a lot of fucking work.
A lot of work!
And also, how would landlines work like that?
I wish I knew.
Anyways, so they're calling and they obviously can't find them. So then what they do is they convince the cronies to break into the hospital's database and look up all of the people who are that type, and maybe they can convince somebody to donate.
Yeah.
But they've obviously rigged the things, and they put the guy who owns the cell phone or the phone booth shop.
Yeah.
They put his name on the list. So then they see it and they go,
oh,
fucking that's perfect. So then they go to they approach the guy and they say to him, they rough him up and they say, do you have this blood type? He says, what are you talking about? Uh-huh. How did you know?
How'd you know?
And then that's the way that they get this guy to wipe the debt is by, well, I'll give you my blood to save you if you wipe my debt. And then that's how it happens.
There's a weird scene earlier where the guy who is in debt, like, runs into an old friend.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, like, what's going? You know, I haven't seen you forever. You family, married, kids. And he just stares at him for a long time. And the guy's like, are you good? And like more staring. And then like, I don't know, 20 minutes later, he's like, they're going to murder my wife again.
Also, this guy looks like Argentinian Michael Richards.
He is Argentinian
Richards.
Michael Richards. Yeah. And also, one of the key four simuladores is Argentinian Adrian Brody.
Yeah.
He's got a fucking...
A schnoz.
A fucking beak on him.
Yeah.
He's good.
His family is of a certain ethnicity. Except for he's not, because it's Argentina.
Speaking of certain ethnicities in Argentina, I love that there's like... You know, Spanish names everywhere you go, and then every now and then a very German name.
Yeah.
just sprinkled in.
Or has an Argentinian name, but is blonde hair, blue eyes, oh, I love, 6'4".
I love an Aryan Argentinian.
I think we've talked
my kind of guy.
I think we've talked about this on the podcast before, but there was a basketball player for a very long time from Brazil whose name was Thiago Splitter.
Nice.
And he very, very much is a German.
Oh, he's a fucking Ubermensch
of German heritage for sure. Oh, that's a small picture. But
he's 1986 Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah. But he's Brazilian.
Sure, he is, Drew.
Yeah.
Whatever gets you through the night.
Yeah. Gee, I wonder where your heritage is. What was I? I was going to look up something. Oh, no, never mind. I was going to open my notes.
Clitoral circles.
Oh, when I shut down the computer, my notes didn't save. They were just sitting on nothing.
I don't think that's true.
No, 100%. It was an open file under Notepad.
Actually?
Yeah, I wasn't going to save it. I was going to read it today. I wrote it this morning, and it's gone. So I don't have notes. So it's all, I told you, it's all up here. It is all up here.
So you initially lied.
Oh, I said I didn't have notes for Beastars.
Okay.
I had notes for this, but they were very short.
Okay.
Yeah.
You seem to be doing okay. So.
Yeah, that's fresh in my head.
More power to you.
That episode.
Episode 107, which translates literally to out of calculation, which I could not make heads or tails of. But luckily they put the titles on the screen and the subtitles tell you the proper translation. Although still the proper translation wasn't that good. Mm-hmm. The subtitle...
Math doesn't add up.
I don't know how... The literal translation is out of calculation because the proper translation, at least the colloquial, is to the ground. But I think it's more on the ground.
Maybe on the ground. Because
it's a bank robbery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the ground sounds about right.
Yeah. So
unless yelling to the ground in Argentinian Spanish, makes more sense.
Exactly. So it might be that.
I don't know.
But, so it starts with, it doesn't even matter. It comes up in the first 5 seconds and the last 5 seconds, and there's probably some more ongoing stuff in the series, but we don't see it, so it doesn't matter. But I guess one of the simuladores has a dead wife.
Yeah.
And he visits her grave and confuses me greatly because he says, 39, Victoria, and then I see the gravestone, and it says 1969 to 1997.
39.
I do some quick math, and that's not 39. It comes out that that's his age because it's his birthday. So that makes a little more sense, but this opened up.
That would have been very funny, though.
By immediately, if they just got.
They say a number, they go to a random gravestone. It's like, you know, 1879 to 1901, and you're like, yeah.
39, too young.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was fun. This is the second of three episodes of the total three that we watched that involves. Cheating on your wife.
Everyone's horny. They're the Italians of South America.
Is everyone, I wrote down, is everyone in Argentina cheating on their wife? The answer is yes.
Oh, did we mention the name of the doctor? What his fake doctor name was? The very German name?
Oh,
was it like Stauffenmeier?
Mengele.
Ah, Mengele. Yeah.
Yeah, it was super German.
Stauffenmeier or something like that. Yeah, yeah, very funny.
Something not so Spanish.
Yeah, well, not everybody's Spanish, God. Some people have different ancestors.
Not everybody's Spanish. That's a good lesson. Because sometimes I think everybody's Spanish.
You know what's really funny is the Germans that fled not the Nazi Germany to get away from the Germans that moved to Argentina. Mm-hmm. And then in 1945, just a bunch of German Nazis start showing up and they're like,
you guys again.
Shit. That's really funny.
That is good.
Yeah.
I like that. I love that for them.
Yeah. What was the pre-credits one for this one? I've already forgotten.
I wrote, motherfucker is trying to turn my movie theater into a church. This means war.
I've already forgotten it. I literally watched it this morning, and I've already forgotten.
That's all I've written for the...
whole episode?
No, for the first part, because the rest is just about...
Well, it must not have been important then, because...
Bank robbery. It wasn't very important.
Nope. So the team There is a guy who has a safety deposit box in the Bank of Canada.
The First National Bank of Canada.
Which, when they said that, I was like, oh, Bank of Canada? So your money's worthless. Although it was 2002, also so fictional. It was worth more.
All of the companies they use in the show are very fake.
Well, yeah, I guess they don't. I mean, it's Argentina. What are they going to do, sue you? But, like, did you notice that
they're, like, extra fake.
Did you notice that the Bank of Canada sign outside the building, like,
that's what I thought.
Like, wasn't even attached to the wall?
No.
It was just, like, hanging in front.
It was just
And the wind was, like, bumping it away from the wall.
Fairly.
Oh, that's what you mean by fake. Oh.
I mean, partly that.
Well, like, why are you not using, like, the Royal Bank of Canada?
Partly the name and partly the look.
Yeah.
Like, they were 0 for 2. In convincing me that was the First National Bank of Canada.
Uh-huh.
Also, the next one has what? Like the London Building Company or something? Yeah.
And the Princess of Luxembourg?
Yeah.
Or Duchess?
Duchess, yeah.
My bad.
Which I don't know if they have those. That's too much. That's too nibbly. Too nibbly, Drew.
These are really good. I like them a lot.
They are good. Way to go, Havoc. From the fine people at Frito-Lay.
Olay.
Thanks, Olay.
Yeah, so there's a guy who's got a safety deposit box at the Bank of Canada.
Yep.
And they're going, he's got something in the safety deposit box that somebody wants.
They're
microfilm.
They are negatives of pictures he took of someone cheating on their wife.
Oh, you know.
There is a theme to this show.
Well, you know. And so what they do is they go in. Two of them go in, one to, so they need to get the guy who is the, like, manager.
Yeah.
They need to get him out so they can replace him temporarily.
Yeah.
And then they need to get up. It's very complex, which I like.
It's Wild Tales.
But it's so ridiculous the steps they need to take to get there. So because
they need fake people on two levels.
Yes. So they get the bank manager, they phone him and say there's a...
First the guy comes in saying he wants to open a checking account.
Yes.
And he says...
The guy comes in to open a safety deposit box because he needs to get the other safety deposit box first.
Yes, I guess they do that first.
So the first guy comes in and gets the safety deposit box and then leaves and then makes a copy of the key.
Yes.
And then they go back and the other guy goes in and says, I want to open a savings account.
Yeah, and to like the bank manager, he's like, go to teller 9 or 10 and they'll help you. No. I don't want to open one now. I want to know how your checking accounts compare to every other checking account available in Argentina. And he's like, oh boy.
But also like, why the Bank of Canada? Why can't it just be a regular Argentinian bank?
It's a big bank. It's one of the biggest.
I mean, they are saying it's the biggest.
Yeah.
But it's just such a weird little detail to throw in. Yeah. Like, why would an Argentinian national need to go set up a bank account at the National Bank of Canada?
Why do I bank at the Hong Kong Shanghai Bank of China?
Because they control the money.
Good call. Also, I don't bank there. I'm a Scotiabank guy.
I'm a CIBC guy.
Canadian International Bank of China. Chinese International Bank of China.
That's the one. That's the one. Go Reds.
That just reminded me of what we used to say UBC stood for. It wasn't University of British Columbia.
Uh-huh.
It was University of a Billion CIBCs.
Well, it's funny when we were there for the Boom Show and we were on the balcony thing.
Yep.
And I said, is it just as Chinese as when you went here?
More so, in fact. Really? But it was still pretty Chinese when I went there.
Huh. We're a dying breed, Scott.
A minority.
We're being overrun.
They will not replace us, is what I keep hearing from my friends in polo shirts and tiki torches.
Mm. Should I start trying to make babies with white women?
Oh, to keep the lines pure?
Hmm.
Maybe. That's but also, tricky. Also that ship might have sailed.
Making babies?
Making babies and white women.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's an ethnic mutt now. This is a real Firefly situation.
Everyone's white and Chinese.
Everyone's white and Chinese.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, that show's great.
Great show.
That show's great. And the movie's great.
Yeah. It's yeah, it's the second best movie named Serenity.
It is?
Yeah. Which, hey, pretty good. Silver medal.
Graphic designing a video game where your dad fucks constantly.
You're gross. Best movie You're a gross
ever.
Kid.
Best movie ever.
I don't like that kid. It's a bad kid. Yeah. That kid's fucked up.
Right, but he wants his dad to get laid.
Do you want your dad to get laid?
No. Not even a little bit. But he does.
Who's invested in their dad getting laid?
That kid.
I know, it's a bad kid.
But like,
that kid's going to be fucked up.
Getting his dad getting laid in a universe where he's also created his mom,
yeah.
But he's not banging his mom.
Yeah.
He's banging Diane Lane.
Yeah. Well, you could do worse.
You could do worse. She's kind of a babe.
She's kind of a babe. Yeah. She's like one of those forever babes. Like yeah. A babe for like 40 years.
Like Jennifer Connelly and Salma Hayek and...
those are both good pulls too.
Jane Seymour.
All good pulls. You might have accidentally named...
Helen Mirren.
A forever babe Mount Rushmore right there.
Not bad.
Pretty good.
Not bad.
And...
Gina Davis.
Now, I'm mad that I can't... pull the unattractive Asian woman I want.
Hong Chow.
All that's coming is Sandra Oh, but that's not who I want. Who's the comedian?
Margaret Cho.
Margaret Cho. That's the one. Margaret Cho, forever babe.
Forever. Forever babe. Forever bae. Anyways.
Margaret Chewie's Margaret Cho impression.
Yes.
That was a high point.
That was good.
That was a high watermark.
It was nice having friends that were fun. And doing the herky-jerky in Kelly's backyard that his neighbors complained about.
That was good, too. Damn, we did
Kelly,
a good job on
why
that.
Were you and your friends in the backyard shirtless? What? Who told you?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Whose dog is that?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. Which someone said about Kelly.
Shut up, Henry.
Whose dog is that?
Well, it's not my dog.
Not my dog.
Anyways, so they get the bank manager to leave.
Yeah.
They fake a phone call from his mom's nursing home that they need something immediately, so yeah. He leaves.
Then
so
the
then that guy takes subs in and pretends to be the bank manager.
Yeah.
The guy who opened the safety deposit
he
box
goes upstairs
with the female's assistant.
Says, I'm going
to
make a large cash deposit.
Yes, but I'd like to go in a room and count the money,
yes.
Please. And so she gives him a room,
yeah.
Which he then fake sets
pretends
up as
his
office.
Yeah.
Then the guy who they need the microfilm from, or the negatives from,
yeah.
Comes into the bank because they've called him and said there's like a issue with the box and they need to move him, whatever.
Yeah.
So they come, he goes in, sees the bank manager, the fake bank manager, who
yeah.
Then takes him, sends him upstairs to the other guy who's posing
yeah.
As the president of the bank, or just the guy in charge of the,
I think the president
finances
of the bank.
Or whatever.
He kills himself at the end of Fateful Findings.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So he takes him down, gives him the new key, tells him to swap everything out. It's only temporary and then we'll give you back your deposit
yeah.
box. And he goes and does it, but they've obviously made a spare key.
Yeah.
So the other guys are outside in a van and there's been one guy standing outside the building as everybody's
out.
Coming and going. So then they say
like, I don't like this guy.
Something's weird about this guy. So they call the other two and they're like, get out of the bank now.
Yeah.
And two other guys show up with balaclavas and guns and they're going to rob the bank. But the one guy's balaclava is not even covering his face.
No,
it's like
it's literally
forehead and under chin.
It's literally for warmth. It is not to yeah. disguise his identity.
Not even
he cold. Was just cold.
And then eventually the rest of them just also show their face. The other two show their face eventually.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now they've been caught up in a bank robbery.
Yeah.
And the one so the cops show up and there's one guy who I don't know exactly who he was, the sniper guy.
Yeah. He was I think he was, well, he was aligned with the robbers.
Yeah. But like, why did he also have it in like was with the cops?
He was a cop.
Oh, I don't think I picked up that he was
he
a
was
cop.
A corrupt cop.
Oh,
yeah.
I guess I missed that.
As were almost all of them.
Well, I knew,
as
yeah.
was the chief.
I could see that, like, I knew the rest of them were,
yeah.
But, like, for him, I don't think I ever picked up that.
Yeah.
Because I know he went and talked to the head guy.
Yeah.
And then he set him up on the roof.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I guess I didn't, like, connect them together. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think he was, like, the main liaison for this, I can't remember what the express robberies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically the the cops again, this is the third world. Who are you flipping off?
Outside?
Whoever. And the cops just take criminals and get them to rob things and then catch them and put them in jail for a little bit, but then let them out and they get to keep some of the money. It's not a bad system.
It's not a bad system. Yeah. And again, it only works in the third world, which correct. Is Argentina.
Which is Argentina.
So there you go. But yeah, so one of them gets cold feet about doing the robbery.
Yeah.
And decides he's going to go outside and surrender.
Yeah.
And
this is after a security guard got a...
Oh,
got bowled? I think it is.
No, this is before.
Okay.
I think it's down to just... It's after he gets shot.
Okay.
So the one guy surrenders and goes outside to police, and the sniper and guy on the
their
roof...
Their cop liaison just blasts him in the chest.
Well, because he's going to, like, if they catch him now, then he might give
then
them
he'll,
away.
He'll out the corrupt thing. Ones to the, I don't know, the two non-corrupt yeah. guys on the force.
Yeah. So he blows him away.
Yeah. And they, and they say to the guy who blows away, they're like, why'd you murder him?
Oh, I thought he was going to pull
he's
a
like,
gun.
I don't know. Thought he had a gun, maybe. And like, that was good enough.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, because they're all in on it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they did plant a gun on him.
Yes.
So then inside, the other two start freaking out. And the one guy is going to go outside and start blasting the cops. The second guy, the third guy stops him.
Yeah.
And then while they're having the discussion, the security guard decides to, like, take his chance.
Yeah.
And shoots one of them
in the leg,
but then all of his other shots are just like wildly, yeah. like nowhere near him.
Yeah, he did a bad job.
So they get him, they get everybody down, and then they start telling the cops that, like, if you don't, like, back away, we're going to start killing hostages. Yeah.
I said I hope this turns into Argentinian Dog Day Afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
I hope one of them is robbing the bank for his trans girlfriend's surgery.
You could do worse.
Progressive movie.
It really was a
76, something like that.
Yeah, it really was a progressive movie.
Wild.
Like, you don't kind of imagine that kind of story would be told at that time frame, but
Sidney Lumet fucking rocks. That's right.
I don't think he's 75. Yeah, we watched it on the podcast.
Yeah. Predating the first trans person by almost 40 years. I got him. 2013, that was the year, right?
I need a breather. I need to take a break. So they're gonna kill.
Also, the chief looks just like Columbo.
He does.
I love him.
Yeah, he does.
He's Argentinian Peter Falk.
I wrote,
oh shit, here comes Columbo. Ooh, corrupt Columbo. Though I guess in South America that's redundant.
You just gotta pay him a little bit of pesos and he'll leave you alone.
Yeah.
I had to do that in Mexico.
Yep.
Yep.
And then, yeah,
we were leaving the pyramids,
yeah.
And we had stopped to get cactus fruit from, like, the kids that sell at the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we got the fruit and pulled away, a cop just, like, came out from, like, the corner of the building,
yeah.
And he waved my friend Alex over to the side of the road. And, of course, like, my Spanish is very, like, limited and rudimentary and
yeah.
basic. So the guy's talking to Alex, and then he just, like, reaches down in the dashboard, pulls out, like, I don't know, like not even that much, like 50 pesos.
Yeah, and like just, a couple bucks.
And just hands it to him, and the cop just like waves us through.
On your way.
And then I just looked at Alex, and he was like, it's normal. I'm like, okay, cool, man.
It's a fun world out there.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Yeah. Yeah, so they're going to start shooting the hostages, but then one of the two guys, the blonde one who was pretending to be the head of the bank kind of says to him, like, listen,
one of the two, like simuladores, not bank robbers.
Yeah. So he says, like, listen,
chill.
I know how many shots were fired during that exchange. You don't have enough bullets to kill everybody. Like, they don't know that, but like just, I will help you get out of this.
Yeah.
So he gets them.
And then we get some solid ACAB talk. All cops are bad. Not all cats are beautiful.
Yes.
He's like,
all children are beautiful.
Oh, like if you shoot any, well, not even if you shoot anyone, they'll like just probably regardless. Oh, like the cops will just shoot the hostages as well as you.
Yeah.
Like you're not safe. Like
they don't care.
These guys are just fucking murderers.
Yeah.
So you're going to need my help to get out of
yes.
here alive.
Yeah. So he says put everybody in the vault. but take all of their cell phones. There's one guy in there who's working with me.
Yeah.
You get him and say that you need one hostage.
Yeah.
Get him out. And then, like, so they run through, like, this sort of plan. They call the rest of their team.
Yeah.
And they say, like, this is what we need. We need, the like, you know, guys to set up that there's, like, a phone call from the president. It's not the president, but it's, like, the governor, maybe.
Yeah.
That there are some special ops forces that are that are currently in town.
Yeah. He's gonna, like, work with CIA and Interpol. Interpol. Yeah.
And they're going to send them to help the situation. But, of course, it's the guys.
Yeah.
One of them is the Michael Richards guy that they helped from the first episode.
He's back in the mix. Adrian Brody is the leader.
Yep. He's good.
He's good.
I like him.
He does a nice job.
Yeah, he's he plays the role of just sort of like a very cocky, well-trained leader of a military force. Like, he's...
Yeah.
Just his stance, and he's, like, always looking up at the building and just sort of and chewing gum, like, really loudly.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah, it's really good.
So what they do is they've concocted a plan of how they're going to, like, get everybody out. They go on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
They tell the sniper guy to, like, back down and, like, that they've got some control. Then they go and they get in the building and they go and talk to all the the robber guys. They put fake blood packs on their chest.
Yep.
They're like, what's going to happen is you're going to escort these two out as prisoners.
They're going to fake snipe you.
They're going to fake snipe you, but then we control the ambulance.
Your fake ambulance.
So we're going to come get you, put you in the fake ambulance.
Get your bodies
and we'll get you out of there.
Yeah.
So that's a plan. They go out, but the sniper guy has gone to a different building.
Yeah.
And he's going to shoot them for real.
Yes.
So... I mean, long story short, they come out, one of the other guys has gone up on the one that was their acquaintance out in the van.
Yeah.
Goes up on the roof and stops the sniper guy by
shooting putting a gun to his head.
Putting a gun to his head and telling him pretty much, like, we've got fucking got this under control.
Yeah.
And they come out, they get shot in the blood packs, they die, they get the ambulances, they load them in the ambulance. To take them
to Brazil.
To Brazil, whatever. And then,
Chile, Uruguay.
It depends how young they like them.
I guess it depends on their age of consent.
Might I recommend Suriname?
It'll always be Dutch Guiana to me.
Yeah. Anyways.
And then they, then everyone gets back safely, and they the other Simuladores buy the guy a horsey for his birthday.
Why not?
So that was
cool. Who doesn't like horses?
And then, and then the guy, I guess, finally, with the newfound confidence of being a horse owner, finally gets over his dumb dead wife, and then goes and asks the hot bank teller on a date.
She was kind of hot.
She wasn't bad.
She was kind of hot.
And that was the episode.
What's this guy's name? Diego Peretti is the guy that I think is a good actor.
Adrian Brody.
Adrian Brody type. Has he been in anything we've seen?
I could see him playing a parrot in something.
Yeah.
With no makeup.
with no makeup. No, it doesn't look like he's really... Like, he's done a lot of stuff, but it's all Argentinian stuff. Yeah. I thought he was a foreign villain in something.
Yeah.
Or a henchman or a sidekick. But nope, he's done... Nothing anyone's heard of.
He played Javier Bardem in
the
Skyfall.
Story of Javier Bardem.
In the story of Javier Bardem.
Yeah.
Which brings us to episode 203, The Four Seasons Necklace, which translated as The Four Seasons Choker to me, I think. The season 2 intro is very much like the season 1 intro, except they walk slower.
They do.
But still in unison.
In unison.
Which is cute. And my first note after that, another guy looking to cheat on his wife.
Well, I think was it early on? Because, like...
Monica Bellucci's tits?
Yeah, and my note was, Monica Bellucci, goddamn, this is 2009. Or 2002.
Yep.
I was like, nobody is jerking off to Monica Bellucci now.
But in 2002.
2002.
Everybody.
All the rage. They like that scene.
Yeah.
It's a good scene, even though I haven't seen the movie yet. But it's over there, and I keep saying I'm going to watch it.
One day.
Maybe tonight. Maybe that's my treat for tonight. I'll finish those milk bar cookies, and I'll watch a movie with the most aggressive, violent sexual assault that's ever happened on screen.
I support this. That's a nice night.
Nice night. Nice relaxing evening.
Yeah. It's a guy who's engaged
to a woman, but he's just super horny.
He's so horny.
Like, he can't stop horny.
Yeah. It's really funny.
It's pretty stupid.
Yeah.
It's very stupid.
Yeah. But maybe it makes more sense in a garbage country.
Could be.
I don't know.
Yeah. So he says something about, like, yes, he loves her and he doesn't want to lose her, but like, but once he's with another woman, that's all he wants is another woman.
Yeah.
Which, sure. So he meets one of them, the guy who got the horse bought for him.
Yes.
He meets him
at his stable
riding his horse.
Yeah. I like the continuity.
That's good. It's good. Especially the fact that that was season 1, episode 7.
Yeah.
And this is season 2, like, episode 3.
There's like 8 episodes between these two.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. I like the continuity.
I hope he rides his horse again every episode after 107.
That'd be pretty funny. That'd be pretty funny. So he sort of says to him about, like,
They faked me out
just to make clear, I liked this episode a lot less than the other two.
Yeah. Well, it's a much sillier premise.
Yeah, and I also just kind of found it a lot more, like, boring. Like, nothing wild really happened.
Yeah, it was more boring.
There were no wild tales in this.
There were no wild tales. They faked me out at the beginning with the Monica Bellucci stuff, because, like, someone sent him, like, online,
yeah,
naked Monica Bellucci. I'm like, oh, are they trying to, like, tempt him or
they just want to help,
whatever? No. But literally, no. They're like, hey, I know you're horny. Here's some more tits.
Yeah.
That was, it had nothing to do with the rest
of
it.
He honked because he was horny.
Yeah.
And that was the selection that he was given.
Yeah. But even though he had seen,
seen most of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So they determined that, he's less horny to cheat on his fiance when they go on vacation.
I don't know about him, but I'm the opposite.
Right?
When I'm on vacation,
that's crazy.
I'm more horny.
Yeah, they're like, every time they come back from vacation, he, like, makes moves in the relationship. Yeah. Like, they move in together. He and the last time he bought a washing machine or whatever. Well,
now she can put her arms to rest.
That's true. Hmm? So they concoct a thing. She's like,
what's another way of saying that you put? No, I can't say that on the podcast.
Speak in code. Sugarcoat it for me. Tell it to me like I was 5.
What's another way? What's a different way to say you've? No, I don't want to say it on the podcast.
Come on. You gotta, there's gotta be something. There's gotta be some way to
you
do it.
You keep talking. I'm going to think.
So his fiance is like a, I don't know, sort of museum curator thing or art director something somewhere. Mm. And they're like, hey, somewhere other than here. It was just somewhere else in Argentina.
I think it was just in the country, like, more in the country part away from the city.
Yeah. The Duchess of Luxembourg is going to be showcasing her $1.5 trillion necklace. And
is that in Argentinian pesos?
Yeah. So it's like, you know, $100-$200.
Yeah.
It's the most valuable thing in Argentina.
I'll find out the math. Don't worry about it.
And they're like, we'd like you to, like, run the event that that showcases it, because that's sort of a museum art whatever thing. It's all very nebulous and doesn't matter. But
Argentinian pesos to Canadian dollars is 0.0016.
So 0.0016. So 0.16. cents.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a lot.
Nope. But that means we're rich there.
Oh yeah, we're kings.
And Argentinians coming here are dirt poor.
Garbage. They don't even matter.
Well, they are garbage people. Anyways.
So they do the event, and the plan is to bring, not only to have the man and woman on vacation where he is, for whatever reason, less horny, but to, bring them closer together via a, big event, which is, one of their boys poses as an international art and jewel thief.
Mm-hmm.
And they pose as Interpol.
Yeah.
Who enlist the help of the man and woman.
What do you call it when
have you got there?
Come inside of a woman.
Disgusting. ejaculation.
Loading the dishwasher.
Oh, then why were you having so much trouble? No, because
the joke is a lot more graphic than that.
Oh.
But I came up with a nicer joke.
Yeah, that gets you there.
Okay. Loading the dishwasher.
Tell the bad one now.
No.
Like the setup is nastier?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we got there and I'm happy.
But, yeah. Anyways.
So, yeah. So the simulator is they're like... oh, because they have the jewel thief, like... Oh, they have a masquerade party where there were not enough cat masks.
There were almost exclusively no cat masks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was mad. And then one of them approaches her and is like, oh, please come with us and don't wash your hand. And
good way to start a conversation.
Ma'am, I need to smell your hand.
Yeah.
So they take her back to their secret office and they're like...
Take his fingerprints off her
hand. And take his fingerprints...
That doesn't work.
...off her fingerprints.
That doesn't work.
Which does not work, especially in 2002 in Argentina.
Nope.
But what are you going to do? And they're like, we knew it. These fingerprints are on other thefts.
Yeah. Oh, it's international jewel thief. Peter Jewel...
It is. Richard Jewell.
Richard Jewell.
And they're like, they wire them up so they can...
They're like, he's taken an interest in you, so we'll kind of use you as a pawn to catch him in the act.
Yeah. And they're like, play along with him. And even though they tell her to play along with him and her fiance is right there, he still gets jealous when she plays along with him.
Of course.
Because not only is he horny, he's also jealous. The perfect combination for a Latino man.
It's just what they are. Nature is nature. You can't teach a pig to fly. No. But you can't put makeup on a pig.
Yep.
Seen it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Saw some last weekend.
I was going to say, I feel like we'll see some tomorrow.
Probably see some tomorrow. So they wire them up and they're like, help us when he goes for it on the Duchess, help us and keep an eye on things and record stuff and mm-hmm. we'll handle the rest.
Yeah.
And then separately, B plot, one of the simuladores, the guy playing the jewel thief.
I don't remember. The guy playing the jewel thief.
The guy playing the jewel thief runs into a guy from a previous episode
that we didn't see,
where he clearly had to pretend to be gay to con this poor homosexual.
Wow.
And so the guy comes up to him and it's a real fancy meeting you here. I believe he says, how have you been, cowboy? And then we see a boy kiss and that's pretty cool. Then we...
I mean, it is cool that we saw it in 2002 in an Argentinian TV show.
Honestly, yeah, pretty cool. And the gay guy's act. So the gay guy he's Mexican.
Yeah,
he's not Argentinian.
Yeah,
and
which is why he's gay.
For a number of reasons, I have interpolated that Argentinians don't like Mexicans because not only do they make him gay, which in 2002 was bad. It's cool now. Don't worry about it. But they give him the most Cheech Marin,
yes,
over the top accent. He's like, yes. Oh, we going to have a... I don't even know.
We gonna have gay sex. Like, only in still in Spanish. But it's... His voice is ridiculous. No, it's not... Like, they're not making fun of the gay part. He's gay. But they're making fun of a Mexican accent, I think. Or else this guy just has the most stereotypical Mexican accent I've ever heard. But pretty fun either way. Anyway, the way they... The way they wrap up that little B plot is the guy, the Simuladore, to get rid of him, says, come to room 702 or whatever at 2 a.m. and we'll pick up where we left off. And but he just went to sleep and locked the door. But resourceful queer went to the front desk, said,
my husband.
I lost my key to my husband's room, 702. So they gave him the key and then he went in and fucked him while he was asleep. Pretty funny.
That's, yeah.
Gay rape, always funny.
But how do you not wake up?
I think if you're naturally loose...
Oh, that's fair.
You might not.
That's fair.
If it's minimal friction.
Mm.
Or just a sound sleeper. Ooh. Maybe he had his earplugs in. Maybe he took some melatonin. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I
maybe he was asleep.
Oh, wink, wink, wink. I wouldn't be so bold as to say I've never slept through gay sex. I think that's too bold a statement to make.
Well, it's easy to sleep when nothing's going in.
It's true. I only have non-penetrative gay sex.
So then he could just sleep through it. No problem.
That's true. So that was the B plot. The A plot, the guy makes his daring robbery from the fake duchess with the fake jewelry.
Yeah.
And the lights go out and he escapes through a duct of some sort. But they have a map or a blueprint of the place. And the Interpol guys are like... this duct only goes these two ways, so we'll go those two ways. But then the guy, who's an engineer of some sort, says, wait a minute, that isn't a branch. That's a thing other than a branch. I bet he went that way. And then he goes and saves the day, and they have a good time. And he doesn't think about cheating on his wife until the end when he looks romantically at a sheep.
Wow. What, are you going to stop?
It did look fucking? It looked really fuzzy.
Yeah. But also, like, the Duchess gives him a reward for retrieving the necklace.
Yeah.
But then they trick the guy into giving them the reward. Right?
Well, it must have always been fake, because the Duchess was just the guy's mom.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
But they end up with the... Doesn't she give the guy something, but that... What's...
I think there is something, but I don't...
I don't remember.
Remember what it is.
I don't remember.
I don't think it really... Like, it didn't matter to the plot.
They don't even matter. They're not even people.
They're not even people. So there's the thing with, because they had to trick him into thinking he broke a Ming vase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so they gave him the reward.
Yeah.
And then he broke the Ming vase.
Right.
And had to pay the family.
That's
but
right.
One of their people was a Chinese.
Yeah.
And so then they got a Chinese family.
That's right.
That was moving, and he accidentally knocked over some of the stuff they were moving.
Yeah, which is a vase given to the Simuladores that they didn't want.
Yeah. And then they had to pay them for the priceless second century Ming vase.
Yeah. Because he famously doesn't pay his car insurance.
Yeah.
As an act of rebellion.
Yeah. So, like, that... I was very confused by
that. I think that was just a way to get him in their debt.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. So what you're saying is the next episode,
probably.
He's probably involved.
Next episode,
in
he's probably back at the stables with our guy talking about the next thing.
Probably.
It was very funny because one guy has like a trained dog.
Yeah.
So they get, he gets his,
pretty bold move on his part. He gets his dog to run in front of his car to make him swerve into the vase.
Poor dog.
Funny, like, both in the context of the show and in real life. And I appreciate not wanting to do multiple takes involving a dog and a moving car. Mm-hmm. But it's very funny that he literally swerved, like, into where the dog was. Yeah. And not away from.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's okay. It's
fine.
We saw a dog in a car. It's fine. We get it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. We understand the concept.
Yeah, I thought that was fun. And then at the end, he fucks a sheep and it's cool.
It's a black sheep.
It is a black sheep. Black Phillip.
Blackstone Bottom.
True.
That sheep is going to fuck him.
Now, enough of this bullshit. It's time for anime. What are we even doing?
I don't know, but it's we're at 2 hours and 20 minutes, so we should probably move our asses.
I guess we
had a lot of fun. We had a fun day today.
I guess we had too much fun. Mm-hmm. As we are wont to do.
I don't know what to tell you.
Olivia brings us Beastars 2019, which shockingly neither of us had watched on our own, even though it's something I could see either of us watching on our own.
Beastars.
Beastards.
Are we being implied that, is it being implied that we're beastards?
I think we might be.
I mean, is being autistic
if
part of the retarded spectrum?
Having Asperger's is part of the autism spectrum, and being autistic is part of the retarded spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
There's a spectrum of spectrums.
There's a spectrum of spectrums.
It's very meta.
Yep. There's levels upon levels, dreams upon dreams within dreams. It's a real inception of retardation.
Movie about
mental hindrance.
A movie about dreams by someone who has clearly never had a dream.
Never in his life had a dream.
They're like video games, right?
Yeah, video game levels. There's a boss at the end, and
there's an ice one.
A dead wife.
I'm glad you got some awards, Christopher. Maybe you can knock it off now. episode one of Beastars, The Moon and the Beast. Very quickly, I decide I like both the animation and the art style.
Me too.
Big fan of both.
Yep, me too. I like the design of the characters.
Design's great, and like animation's like really smooth.
Real smooth. Detailed. Real smooth, detailed. Yeah. I like that there's a massive variety
of
animals.
Yeah.
Yeah, that it's not just, because usually it's like, you get like a dozen or so,
yeah,
and they'll just be
mostly fucking dogs.
There'll be a bunch of wolves or foxes, there'll be a bunch of bears or rabbits or something.
But all like, over the
this
goddamn
had a
place.
Bunch of, we like, got a bunch of unique ones,
we got
too.
Giraffes, yeah. We got weasels, fucking name it.
Pelican.
Pelican.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like just random ass ones.
Yeah. And all look cool.
And some of them I want to fuck.
Let's name them all.
Even though they're technically in high school. But animal years.
Yeah, one in animal years, and they're like seniors.
That's true.
Yeah.
As long as, you know what? If they tell, they'll get in just as much trouble as me. So.
Exactly. So you're fine.
Yep.
And it's,
you know what? More trouble than me.
Probably more trouble. And it's the gray area between 13 and 18. So.
But it's not Argentina.
Oh, it's not?
No, I think it's
Japan. Furry Japan.
Zootopia.
It might be Zootopia.
Oh, I mean, the plot is vaguely, it's got some Zootopia aspects to it. Sure.
I mean, like, it seemed like right off the top, they're like establishing a like carnivores versus prey situation.
And that like the carnivores can lash out at times.
Yeah.
And like that.
Because we do be like that.
Because we do be like that. Also, don't be prey.
Also, don't be prey.
If you're going to be prey, we're going to attack you.
Yeah. So whose fault is it?
Yeah. Look what you've TF'd wearing. Into. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, I can be anything I want. I want to be a sheep. Okay. Well, I'm a fucking snow leopard and I'm hungry as shit. So I'm going to break your neck.
Yeah.
And I'm going to eat your innards.
Yeah. And the guy from episode 203 of Los Simuladores is going to fuck you.
Exactly.
Yeah. So good choice, asshole.
Yeah. Idiot. I'm a red tailed deer.
Damn. Got their asses.
I'm a gecko.
Yep.
Cowards. Anyways,
they do a lot with the relative size of the animals, which for the most part works. But I think the small ones are too small.
A little bit.
Like the
a little undersized.
Because like the wolf is canonically 6'1".
Yeah,
and the like mice are 1 inch tall. Although, I guess now that I say that, that's not that far off.
No, I think
it's... The wolf's the size of a person, and the mice are the size of mice.
So, the mice are the size of, like, half your foot.
Yeah. So I guess that kind of works. So maybe I should...
Kind of.
Maybe I can fuck right off.
I think there's there's a little bit, because, like, the tiger guy is not that much bigger than a wolf, the wolf.
Yeah.
And tigers are significantly bigger than wolves.
Pretty chunked up.
And then there's, like... there's a couple of them that, like, maybe the size isn't exactly proportionally right, but I think for the most part,
it's not
there. Because, like, the weaselly, foxy, ring-tailed lemur-y ones are all, medium size. Yeah,
it's not
bad. I think you should shut the fuck up.
I kind of
wanted to fuck that lemur girl.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Lemur girl's pretty good.
Just a little bit.
Just a little.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
Or
just for the story.
Or the mean rabbit that's doing Roddy Piper from WrestleMania.
Oh, the Harlequin rabbit?
Yeah.
Yeah. She-eyed.
I kind of love her.
She-eyed, for sure. I guess it's just not a very good setup for the tiny animals. Because if they don't, like, walk along the edge of the wall, maybe they just get stepped on and die.
Yeah.
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 It seems like there should be...
The little ones talked about that.
Yeah.
When they sat down at the table in the cafeteria.
Yeah. It seems like it should be a little better system for them to not potentially die every
day. Zootopia had.
Like Zootopia's
was well laid out.
Tiny Town.
Yeah.
So the most unrealistic thing about this is that...
None of them had bulges.
The second most unrealistic thing about this is that people in the drama club are popular.
I mean, it's Japan.
I guess it's Japan.
In Japan, it's much different
than
that.
Like, I really... Like,
everybody look at the jocks and be like, you play sports?
Yeah, it is that. And I really had to wrap my head around that.
Yeah.
Because, like, the...
Because you were a jock and you were the cool one?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I was in the drama club and I was called a fag a lot.
Also checks out.
I also played a lot of sports, so...
Yeah, you're well-rounded.
I am round.
So the deal is somebody murdered and ate, presumably.
Is it implied ate?
I don't know.
I think it was just implied
murdered. I guess murdered, for sure.
Yeah. male... A goat? A sheep?
Llama.
Oh, yeah.
A drama llama, in fact.
A drama llama.
Yeah. And
that's stupid, and I hate it. Yeah, so like this is very much like Zootopia in the sense that the predators like don't do aggressive shit.
Yeah,
they don't like it's literally like you're not banned even, like, to show your fangs.
Yeah, you can't even show your fangs.
Yeah, you have to be like a polite.
You kind of have to be a sort of a cuck.
A little bit. A little bit.
And like, I wrote for the second episode. So there's carnivores and herbivores, but no one is allowed to eat meat. Sounds like a raw fucking deal for the carnivores.
Yeah, it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Kind of sucks dick.
It's all soy.
Soy
across
the board. I guess there's milk and eggs.
Yeah.
Which...
It's vegetarian, not vegan.
Yeah.
Which...
Although, realistically, I mean, eggs are meat.
Yeah.
You, like, call, if what, you leave call it, what you want. It's fucking meat.
If you leave an egg long enough, it'll be meat.
Exactly. So, like, eggs are meat to me.
Yeah. Good. It's decided. Eggs are meat.
Yeah.
Fur is murder.
Fur is murder.
Eggs are meat.
Carbon is carbon.
Carbon's carbon. They're carbon, I'm carbon. I'm going to jerk off to them.
Yeah. So like they're not a lot of cases of predatory action. So this is like a big scandal in the school.
Yeah, but...
But not big enough.
But only in the school.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Is there like a police investigation into this horrific murder?
No, it's just the headmaster just kind of decides whether or not it's a bad thing.
Right?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, like, it's definitely a scandal at school, but it does not go beyond that.
Nope.
Everything very much exists within the world of the school.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I guess is the deal. Also, we get bunny titties.
I was not expecting that.
Me neither. I wasn't fishing, but I like what I caught.
Yeah, me too.
So, there's a dwarf rabbit.
Yeah.
Haru.
Not a little person rabbit.
No. It's a species of rabbit.
A species of rabbit.
Yeah, who is bullied by the other rabbit.
By the Roddy Piper rabbit.
By the Roddy Piper rabbit, half black, half white.
Yep. Straight down the middle, and Andre changed the paint so it didn't come off for 3 months.
Yep. For kissing her boyfriend.
But she said her boyfriend kissed her. That's not her fault.
Yeah, she wasn't trying to do that, but also she is established as a slut.
I guess, yeah. I mean, like, they imply it, but then it does kind of get revealed later on that she is definitely, like, at least doing stuff with some guys.
Yeah.
Maybe not every guy, but some guys.
Yeah. So, and our main character is the Wolf Lugosi, which the name
is... Fucking big dog again.
The name has always bothered me. It should be Lugosi, right? It's just a translation thing?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Bella? Because, exactly. And like the deer is definitely named Lewis, but a lot of subtitles will tell you Ruiz.
Ruiz, yeah.
Yeah. So the deer's like the lead in the play and like the top student.
And like they always talk about how handsome he is and how beautiful, like his perfectly shaped head and his eyes and everything. Like he's the pretty boy.
Yeah. He's a good deer.
He's a good deer who I would murder in a second.
Oh yeah.
And eat.
Yeah. Although, like, for prey, he's pretty aggressive.
He does become very aggressive, yeah.
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 So, it's actually not... It's, for the most part, it's not that plot-heavy. It's, like, a lot of character study.
Yeah, I found it kind of boring. I did say that to you, that just, like, I didn't find that it was that interesting.
Yeah,
like, parts of it are, but, like, when the majority of the story is based around a big performance of, like, this big play they're doing.
Yeah.
And then, like... Because the llama got murdered, then Lugosi needs to like step in and take his role, but like doesn't want to. I was like, okay, like I don't fucking care. Could have been anybody taking that. Like none of this matters.
Yeah, like I've only seen as instructed the first five episodes, and yeah, I think the story is the least interesting part of it for the most part. I mean, the art's better and most other aspects of the show are better. Not that I dislike it. And I can see the plot picking up and going interesting places. It just hasn't so much in the first five episodes.
So Lugosi
is, an extremely like in his own head, like neurotic wolf. If only, if only I knew someone like that who, when I watched this show, I would do the Leonardo DiCaprio point and snap to nobody 5 to 6 times an episode. It's actually fascinating. Fascinating to watch, knowing another neurotic...
I mean, you can say his name, as long as he's going to listen to the podcast.
A real-life neurotic wolf named Kelly.
Yeah, that it's crazy. You said, watch it... And think to yourself how much Lugosi is like Kelly.
Yeah.
And I was like, I bet you he is. And then I watch it and I was like, holy shit.
He's
fucking Kelly.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Maybe it's just a wolf thing. Maybe all wolves are like that.
It could be.
Cowards. Big dog. Get the fuck out of here. Make your lead character a snow leopard for once.
We haven't seen a snow leopard, have we?
Not the bad guy in a Kung Fu Panda movie. Although we would be the bad guys. I would be the bad guy. I think there was a background snow leopard in one scene.
Okay.
I think there was a female snow leopard in the background that I was like, can I see Letitz now?
Can we bring her forward a bit and perhaps have her disrobe like Haru did at the end of episode 2?
Yeah. Letitz now for 100, please.
Letitz now. Yeah, so Lugosi is tasked by the drama. Because Lugosi's like he's a stage crew nerd.
Stage craft, thank you.
Pardon me. He's a stage craft nerd and not an actor.
Scott, you don't need to say nerd after stage craft.
It is redundant.
It's redundant.
Yeah, it's like Argentinian horny guy.
Argentinian rapist.
I was literally going to say that and pulled back.
Oh.
Because I'm a gentleman.
2.5 hours and I don't think YouTube's going to check.
No.
We're not getting in trouble.
Probably not. And also we're cute. That's why we get all that art.
So we get free art.
Yep.
Suck it at him.
So Lugosi is tasked with, getting flowers for something for the play. And I guess
they want to build an archway over like one of the door pieces for the end of the play.
And, Haru, the dwarf rabbit slut, is like
a gardener
in charge of the school garden.
Yeah.
She's
cute though.
She is cute.
Yeah.
I like her.
Like her tits. I mean, does she got big tits? Billy! I'm sorry. Anyways.
Have we Yeah, I get maybe the first Legoshi Haru interaction was in the first episode, yes. Right? Yeah. So okay, this is not their first meeting, although she doesn't know.
I think she does, and she's just pretending like she doesn't.
Maybe. But yeah, in the first episode ended with they're rehearsing at night.
Yes.
And he's standing guard so they don't get in trouble for rehearsing at night. Yeah, because they need to do extra rehearsal because they've lost a cast member and gotta pick back up where they start. And also Lewis, because it was dark or something, like falls off the stage and injures his leg, which
is really dark in there. It's inside.
He's a deer. They're fucking stupid. I don't know what their night vision is.
True. They're terrible. Trash. They're terrible at night.
Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't shoot him after he broke his leg. Dumb hoof legs.
Mount his head on the wall.
Hoofers. So while Legoshi is outstanding guard, Haru's walking back from somewhere else, and he gets a good whiff.
Yeah.
And just can't...
That pussy.
Help himself.
Just that reeks.
Dripping, wet, bunny pussy. What do you think about that, as I make eye contact with you?
I like it. Yeah, that's good. I'm all horned up.
I better
go to Argentina. I'm all horned up and ready to rape.
So he like leaps through the air and like tackles her, somersault.
He's hearing a voice. Yeah. There is a voice talking to him while he sees all of, like, while he's smelling.
Yeah.
And there's like this purple sort of like aura kind of near her. And he's hearing this like deep, like dark voice that is like telling him to do the deed.
Yeah.
Like is convincing him, but like, this is nature. Like this is who you are and you need to do this. And he's like fighting it.
Yeah.
But then just like
he's a teenager. He's full of hormones.
Yeah. And so he leaps in the air.
Yeah.
And grabs her.
Yeah.
But then that's it.
Doesn't take a chomp.
Yeah. Just sits there and is like cuddling her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
just a big hug from behind.
A big hug from behind while they're squatting down on the ground.
Yeah.
And it's just like this intense moment. Like his eyes were red.
Yeah.
And then his eyes go back to normal.
Yeah.
But they're just like in this position.
Yeah.
And she doesn't move. He doesn't move. And there's nothing.
Yeah.
And then his friend from class.
Yeah. It's like, hey.
Who is,
which one was
that? He's like a dog?
Yeah, there's a dog.
Is he a dog?
There's like a sort of a golden retriever type fella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He like sees him sort of from a distance.
From a distance,
And like says, hey, like Legoshi, what are you doing? And he like
nothing, run back.
Well, and he gets up to move and she jumps away.
Yeah.
But as she jumps away, his claws scratch her arm.
Yes.
And she flees and he's got like a little bit of blood on him.
Yeah.
And then he runs like, oh, don't worry about it. And he runs back to what he was doing.
Yeah.
And so then now he has to get, this is the second episode, he has to get the flowers from her. But he knows what he did.
Yes.
She doesn't, but I think she does.
Maybe does. Yeah.
I think she knows that it was him.
Yeah.
She's kind of, I don't want to say that she's like depressed, but like she gets bullied.
She gets bullied by other bitches and like doesn't have a lot of friends.
They like push her down and nobody will eat lunch with her.
Yeah.
They push her down. She spills her food and they dump water all over her and call her a slut.
Yeah.
And I think she's like not necessarily like a happy place.
Yeah.
But he's like, he immediately is in love with her.
Yeah.
And but he cannot say a fucking word to her.
Unbelievably awkward around
her. Gee, I wonder who that's like. Another wolf that we know whose name is Kelly?
I don't know.
She talks to him,
but
he's only got an internal monologue.
Yeah, he barely says anything.
He's saying all the things he wants to say to her.
But isn't getting it out.
And is like imagining the situation, but he's just standing there kind of like hunched over, like with like wide eyes and not doing anything because he's like in a panic mode.
Yeah.
And does she give him, flowers.
She gives him flowers and like takes him into the shed.
Yeah.
I guess. And she picked up on what she perceived as a vibe.
I guess
she's maybe done with some other guys too. And disrobes.
Yep.
And
she sure as shit does.
We end the episode with bunny titties. And
big old gazongs.
Yeah. Proportionally. She is, I mean, if you take the actual measurement
of
the gazongs.
Well, she should be small-titted.
Yeah. She is a dwarf rabbit.
They're a little
bigger. But for a dwarf rabbit,
they're
she has pretty good tits. Yeah.
That's correct.
So that was cool. And clearly the people who make this show are cool and get it. I would like to take a minute to appreciate the tails in this show. This could so easily in different hands and under different leadership have been a no tail show.
Yeah, I mean, they're all wearing clothes and pants.
Yeah, like with how human some of the anatomy is.
Yeah,
this could have because they're all clothed. Like we could have just gone no tails.
I don't think they're that human in anatomy. They're just anthro.
They're anthro.
But I don't think that there's necessarily anything about them that's human other than the standing up and
walking
down
up right
with arms and legs. Yeah, right? Like because like hands, feet, head.
Yeah.
Everything else is animal.
Yeah. Like the hands and feet are pretty human. Like everyone's got like five
digits.
Yeah,
I guess. Yeah.
They're not like real like stubby paws or anything. Yeah. They're real handy.
Or hooves.
Or hooves.
Fucking hooves.
Yeah, yeah. Like the hoofed animals, like they have straight up hands.
Yep.
Yeah. So I just wanted to.
You can't have hoof hands while you're anthropomorphic.
I know.
You can't do anything.
Sometimes the compromise is like
two or
like hands with like hoofish fingertips.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'm okay with. I don't mind.
I'd rather that than just straight up hooves.
Yeah. I do not mind the hoof fingertips as a hoofed animal hand compromise.
Mm.
I'm fine with that. On the record.
On the record. This is my stance on hooves.
Yeah. So kudos going for full tail. And like because you get so much, like they really do good, like expressive animal stuff with the tails. Like you get lots of like, lots of story is told via Legoshi's tail.
Flicks and wags and movement. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, man, you can tell so much from his like, posture and body language.
Yeah.
They do a really good job with that.
Yeah, yeah. The character design is pretty incredible.
It's great. Yeah. That's all I wrote about episode 3.
I mean, there's not a lot that happens.
I wrote bunny slut and then just the stuff about tails and his posture and body language.
Yeah.
Like nothing for plot.
There's nothing else that happens until
we're getting to the big play.
Until Louis can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
The
opening is cool. The opening is stop motion.
Oh yeah. I like the opening a lot.
It's great.
It is some real fantastic Mr. Fox shit.
It's very fantastic Mr. Fox. And also the music is very, We Love Katamari.
Yeah.
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 It's
good.
I really like it a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's super fun. Like,
I have not skipped the intro once.
Me neither.
Just watched it the whole time.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. Super well done. And it's always fun to have like mixed forms of animation and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like him and Haru and a tree. And he's like watching her do her stuff.
Yeah,
but then he's like
night.
Up. Then he's like up in the tree watching her. And it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's night and he's kind of stalking her. But then they like,
like in a flirtatious way.
Yeah, no. But and then they actually get face to face, and then like it becomes light, and they do a dance number. Mm-hmm. And it's really good. Big fan. So the deal with the play is Lewis has injured his leg, but is working through the pain.
Yeah.
I think this is where we start getting more Bill the Tiger stuff.
Yep.
Who's cool. Unsurprisingly.
I mean, I guess.
What do you mean?
Just because he's a tiger doesn't mean he's cool, Scott.
I mean, it almost does.
He's
but
kind of a jerk.
He's a bit of a jerk. But
I see why you like him.
Also, everyone is a bit of a jerk. Like, Lewis is a bit of a jerk. Legoshi's a bit of a jerk.
Lewis is a big time jerk.
Yeah. I assume it makes more sense as it goes along, but like it seems like Lewis is like trying to get something out of Legoshi, but I don't.
Yeah,
yeah, because he keeps like trying to make him more of a predator,
or I don't know if it's trying to make him be more of a predator, but he's not an actor. But he's trying to push him to be an actor.
Kind of, yeah.
And so he's trying to get, like, a better performance out of him.
Yeah.
Because he replaces, he puts
so
him.
They do two performances. Uh-huh. The first one, Lewis does as the lead.
Yeah.
He's perfect. He's amazing. It's the best performance anyone's ever seen. In doing so, shatters his leg.
Yeah.
It's destroyed.
Like, as soon as he...
It's blood soup and bone broth in there.
As soon as he jumps on stage at the beginning of, like, his scenes...
His opening...
You can hear his leg, like, crumble.
Yeah, it's
destroyed. He does the whole play on a broken leg, and then afterwards they're like, you might never walk again.
Yeah.
Well, not really.
Like, as soon as the curtain goes down, he collapses.
Yeah.
And they're like, you go hospital now.
You go hospital now.
Yeah. So then they have to rejig the play. They're just doing two performances, basically. Yeah. So for the second one, Bill the Tiger, who is a secondary character, takes Lewis's part.
Yeah.
And they have no one to fill Bill's smaller part. So they're like, we need a tall predator. What stagecraft nerd is the
Scott
is the only
redundant?
What stagecraft anything is the only tall predator? Hey, you, wolf
guy,
get over here. He's like, I don't want,
I'm not an actor.
I'm not an actor. I don't want. They're like,
I can't even talk to
you've
women.
Seen this rehearsed a billion times. You can do this smaller role.
No.
So he's like one of the henchmen that the hero goes through.
Yeah,
basically,
in
the story of this fictional play,
Where he's deaf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember the context of the line, but Bill does say it. I think it was probably maybe predator talk between Bill and Negoshi, but he says, I'm truly glad that I was born a tiger. And I'm like, same, Bill.
Samesies.
I feel it.
Yeah. I can kind of remember that conversation.
Yeah. So, so they do the second performance. Bill's nervous about being the lead, so he has some performance enhancers, which was
rabbit blood.
I can't remember if it was rabbit.
In a little vial.
Yeah.
That he's going to like shoot before he goes out to give him the thing.
Yeah. Legoshi's mad about it.
Legoshi's pissed about it.
Yeah. And just kind of pissed in general.
Yeah, because he's hung out with Haru a couple times.
Yeah.
And again, he just like can't talk to her.
Yeah.
And so he's just like sexually frustrated. Or just frustrated, I guess.
Generally frustrated. Yeah. Because everyone sort of says like, oh, he's kind of like a... He's not unpopular per se because he has some friends. He is a lone wolf. But just like kind of a weirdo.
Kind of a weirdo. Strange. Yeah.
So they do the second performance of the play and, he basically just off the bat, just for real attacks the
show. Yeah. He like almost goes feral.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like, I don't even think it's the part of the play he was supposed to be
in. I don't think it was.
In.
Yeah.
And he just like charges in and starts attacking them.
Yeah.
And they... And, like, starts kicking his ass.
Yeah, like, punching him in the face over and over.
And Bill eventually, like, on the ground while getting wailed on, says, like, that's enough.
Yeah.
And then gets up, and then they start having, like, a violent fight on stage, which everybody in the audience thinks is part of the play.
Yeah.
But is actually them, like, fighting for real.
For real. And Bill, who is bigger and stronger, because tigers always beat wolves.
Uh-huh.
Like gets him in a bear hug type thing and like
just starts crushing
him and then jabs his claws deep into Legoshi's back. And he's like, you're going to have this for a while to remember this bullshit you just pulled and just like rakes down his back as blood pours out.
Yeah.
and that was that for the fight.
Yeah.
And then,
well, there that wasn't the end of it. Cause then
that wasn't it for the play. That was it for that fight.
They were still in the middle.
Oh no! I guess they were still
in the middle
going.
Of the fight when he shows up.
Lewis
shows up, like broken leg and all.
Yeah.
And appears and kind of like rebooks the story.
Literally, he's like, this man was an imposter.
You stole from me my whatever, and like you're not the real death. I'm the real death.
Yeah.
He then breaks up the fight. Legoshi
just slinks off.
Slinks
stage.
Off.
Bill plays along with what Lewis is doing.
Yeah.
Crowd fucking goes apeshit.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Standing
like John Cena returning at the Rumble pop. 100%. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Came back from his injury way too fast, and the crowd lost their minds.
Yeah. And then because the last episode we watched,
the last episode you
watched. I watched. You did.
I did 6 1/4.
I like that. There's like the hallway gossip about it, and there's a very good line.
There is a great line. I hope it's the line I'm thinking of.
At the end, the wolf took out a machine gun, and the tiger turned into a fireball. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Which was such. It was so a. They were making babies in the closet, and I saw one of the babies, and the baby looked at me. It was exactly that vibe. I rewound it because it was very funny.
Yeah, that was very good.
We are treated to a new bit of information in that there appears to be some Dear X Bunny action going on.
There is.
Where he said a real funny dick thing to her when she was talking about something. Your beauty lies in minding your own business.
He's not wrong. Women are meant to be seen, not heard.
Especially dwarf rabbits. Yeah. So... I'm with you on that one, Liz.
Why does anime keep making stacked rabbits that I want to bang?
Keep?
We're 2 for 2.
Just the two in this one, or is there another one? What am I... Nanachi?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Nanachi's not full rabbit. It's just rabbit ass.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
But no, they're doing a nice job over there.
Oh, fucking... Nope, I'm out of. Never mind. Ignore me. I don't know what I'm talking about. Forget it. My brains are mush. We've been doing this for 3 hours.
Fair.
Yeah. I've seen 6.
Yeah, that's like the last point I have. I think
that's kind of the end.
Towards the end of episode 5 was the she's fucking Lewis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it picks up. I think 6 was the best episode I've seen.
You said 6 was the best and something earlier in 7 is gross.
There's a gross thing at the beginning of 7, so...
I'm probably going to watch it, but I would definitely watch it if certain people whose names rhyme with Bolivia...
Where the age of consent is 15.
Where the age of... Oh, very good. I like that you memorized them
all. Well, because I just read them all.
Would like us to continue with this. I would like us to continue with this. I am never... mad at a show with characters I'd like to fuck.
Or that represent you or
that
Kelly.
Represent me. And Kelly.
Now let's introduce a snow leopard that represents me.
That'd be fucking cool.
It's not gonna happen.
Let's at least see the one secondary snow leopard girl's tits.
Let's tits now.
That's not too much to ask.
It's not.
No.
$100, let's tits now.
Tits. Beautiful rosetted tits.
I'm in.
Although I guess they'd be kind of white.
Little white.
How far
unless it comes around the outside.
How far them rosettes go?
To the nips.
To the nips.
The nips. Rosette nips.
That's what Orson Welles said at the end of Citizen Kane. I'll end on that. I don't give a shit. It's late.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.